Hey, this is Russ Bain, Roleplaying Bubble Creator. We're playing Eclipse Phase. This is part two of Legba. I guess is the name of the adventure.
It's called the Devotees.
Devotees.
Substituting
Tom will be Drew for tonight's game, playing Francois, the Frenchman, and the rest of us are here. So it's been a while since we played, so we just had a recap. But anyways.
So just to further recap, what you guys discovered before we had to quit last time is that you have a timeline of events. So it ends at the Nanchan debate, which is what they decide what to do with Awe. And from then, you know there are many meetings occurring before that time period. So roughly one day after you arrive, Omri Melek of the ID crew, who you don't really know why he's there, except that he's got something to do with the founder of Exotech and those ego bridges, is going to meet Lam Kong Dong and Zombie for the exchange. You don't know really what it is. You've been asked to be hired in by Omri. You have not been asked to be hired by Lam Kong Dong. Because you didn't quite get in her good graces. So you know that's going to be. You can watch that or try and sabotage that somehow. Allegra is supposed to meet Su Wu and Samiti. They have organized all of the other gang members to be on the other side of the Taurus habitat so they can discuss something alone.
Wait, the crazy guy and who's the other
person? Su Wu and Allegra, the assistant to Roland Nazan.
Okay, the head boss's assistant.
Right. Yes. Lam Kong Dong and Bertrand Theo, who is the head of the Uptown clique, are supposed to meet in Uptown and strategize at one day, 12 hours. The last batch of egos is scheduled to be loaded into the AWE server in Nana Baluku at 1 hour and 1 day and 16 hours. You know that, to get in there, that involves likely Nazan's bioprint, another key of some sort on Allegra that you're not certain, and probably access over the mesh, which can only be in a secure server, because as you look, the only way to access that is from Nazan's quarters. So in order to break in whatever security they have there, you likely need those three components. DNA, whatever the key card is, and access to the computers in Nazan's quarters. That's in Peristyle. And at 2 days, the Nanchan debate begins. So you could look at what Lam Kong Dong's doing with Omri. Like, why are the ID crew and Nine Lives liking each other now? That's first. What's Allegra doing with Siwu? What's Lam Kong Dong doing with Eptown? And you can try and use that scheduled feeding of egos to get access to Awe.
Yeah. That's our ultimate goal, is to fucking blow that up.
Yeah.
I say our first step is to jump to betray Omri and the ID crew guy and find out what he has on Lam Kong Dong. So since I'm in with him, we can, like, infiltrate. I can go on board the ship, and you guys... He has, what, three guards with him?
Yes.
Three guards. So and he has some kind of dead man switch set up. So,
from what you recall, he has a ghost rider.
Yeah.
That is directly hooked to him on a dead man switch. If he dies, the ego in it dies.
So we can't kill him.
And we need to get the ego that is in that ghost rider.
Well, you're guessing you also probably can't, like, rip it off of him and run.
But if we can incapacitate him, though.
Yeah, I have eel wear on me. So if I touch him, he's in a biomorph, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So I can knock him out. So we just need to get in there.
You didn't take the job officially. So
may I ask a stupid question?
Sure.
Can we not just set the reactor to go critical?
We can't get into the reactor. It's behind armored doors and probably has sentry guns and shit. So.
Yeah, you haven't even looked.
No, a firewall probably wouldn't shed a tear if this place went up in smoke. But.
Well, there would be thousands of innocent lives lost. Tens of thousands.
Probably hundreds.
Okay.
Like, the reactor is thousands of egos lost in the fall.
If we can't get into Nana Baluku, we can't get
but,
into...
All those people in the massive servers.
Yeah. The gigantic stacks and the buddy in the...
But yeah, all those stacks, yeah.
But being tortured, essentially. Though,
Some of them are just in cold storage, and... A lot of them aren't being tortured because they're more valuable if they're
quick
not.
Quick aside,
yeah.
I've been wondering for a while if an ego isn't in a body, if it is in cold storage. It's like the mind-body debate, you know?
Well, it's like being asleep. They're like unconscious. They don't.
Yeah, it's not powered up.
Yeah, they don't perceive anything. So it's just missing time.
It's when dead hard. Well, not dead hard drive, but all
some time. People, like, there are factions in Eclipse Phase that perceive them as being dead, like if they're in cold storage. So
if you blow up, they will be dead.
Yeah.
Oh, no, yeah.
Forever, because there's no backups of them. So let's...
Oh, you also have ultimates that you can call in waiting for your extraction, like real, honest-to-God ultimates that you hired.
Okay.
But, you know, once your cover's blown,
yeah,
your cover's blown. And then it's just going to be like, can you fight your way to whatever you need to get out?
Oh, one other question, sorry. I'm their client. What did they hire me to do?
No, you hired, oh, hired them to protect you. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, we're your bodyguards. Sounds that's good. The cover. Okay, so 39 out of 70 on squad tactics. What's the best way to tactically just, like, get up on the guy, get the drop on him?
The best way is to join his security crew.
Yeah.
Since it has only been about, it's only been like, you've only been on station for like 18 hours. So the best answer would be to give them relief since they've been there for two days or something like that.
Oh. Yeah.
To get on there, gain their trust, send them off, and then get in the ship and sneak up on it.
Okay.
But you would really want to make sure that his mesh signals are down.
Would it be a perception?
Okay, how do we do that? Just through an info section?
You could hack the ship while you're on board to block interior mesh signals.
Okay.
You could... You've already infiltrated the basic mesh.
Yeah.
So you've got some backdoor privileges on those first two.
Yeah. Plus 30.
Yeah, and then you've also... you've also corrupted the fetish market.
Yeah.
And the Ghani server. So if you want to go further back and you go all the way through, you can do a jailbreak, basically.
Yeah. I remember that, but that's a separate thing. Let's focus on the ID crew right now.
Yeah.
Well, with him, is there any, would it be either like a networking criminal or a perception role to see if there's anybody he's talking to specifically out of his crew that, or one, like one henchman that he's trusted?
No, we can, like I said, we can just like replace him. We can all say, oh, we accept the job. Where you guys go?
You scared a bunch of guys when you got there because you were.
I do remember.
And they saw us do that, so like they do buy our story that we're ultimate. So you just don't say anything. You know, when he's because literally the first time you opened your mouth, you revealed that you were not an ultimate. So
to the contact that we needed to pretty much. Get information from to begin with. And
it worked out.
It worked out. It did work out this time. This time, we really do need to keep our cover.
Well, I was thinking if we needed me to slip into somebody else, too, I do have skin flex on my...
No, wallet, well, you'll need to hack the ship so he can't...
I'm not the hacker.
So oh, you're the hacker. Part. Okay.
Yeah. Socially.
All right.
You can, like I said, you need to join the crew. You need to convince the other guys, or at least some of them,
all right, you can convince
to go
them
take
to leave.
A walk or rest.
Yeah.
And then you need to very quietly get inside the ship, disable the mesh signal.
All right, so we go to them, like, I tell Amante, or what was it, Omri.
Omri Millick.
Omri, that we accept the job. And
the Bullock.
We're here, you know... we accept the job. We're ready here to
oh, good. I'm so glad. I've only got the one guy in the door, so I want two of you there, and then I got the guys facing the overspanning arch of the coal bubble in here, but I'd like you to face the interior and watch both cadwalks coming in. So since there's four of you, we can get all four corners of the ship covered and the two there.
How are you other guys doing? I start 69 out of 70 on security ops. That sounds okay, but your other shift, I mean, they've been here, what, 20 hours straight?
They better be fine. I paid enough.
Yeah, well, you know, you want them...
I had a girlfriend when I left Extropia. Assholes couldn't do that right.
Oh, they couldn't extract her?
Yeah. Yeah, you couldn't, could you?
Well, maybe they need some, you know, even the best screw up. Maybe they just need a...
They got the NeuroCam, they'll stay awake.
Aaron, you're the social character. You should be.
Look, I'll leave this guys to you. I want my privacy. I don't like this place. Just looking at it stresses me out.
So you're going
to
get your privacy.
Okay, so who's in charge of the other mercs?
All right, yeah, so he closes the door. He wants his privacy. He doesn't want to be disturbed.
Who's the other person? Who's the charge of this crew?
Steve Day.
Just, I'll go saunter up to him.
Since you have your great NPC. Are you immersed with Steve, the space mercenary?
He was a great character in Netforce. He was a great antagonist with complex motivations.
All right, yeah, he starts ordering you, like, all right, stand up.
Christofferson.
You'll be over there on the other side of the hull. I haven't seen anybody. They seem to be... There's the little guppies come by, but we scared them off. And that's pretty much... You can give me a kinesis check.
Okay. 32.
He's tired. He looks like he's cleaned up a little bit. You can see... places where the glaze on his armor is in a different pattern, which you know recognizes that energy weapons got really close to it and sort of melted the sheen of the glaze. Apparently leaving Extropia was rather hot, which you know as it did provoke a war between Nine Lives and the ID crew when he defected with whatever he has. So he is very tired. They likely lost some people in the fight. And he's surrounded by crazy assholes on all sides.
So what he needs to do is relax.
Yeah, you look like you've been through hell and back, buddy.
So yeah, who's on the door with him? That's basically gonna be.
So I'll just get my gun.
Your
out.
Social character
just sitting there. Yeah, you look like you've been through hell and back.
Yeah, he's not the best client I've ever worked for.
Why? Well, since we've just been hired on for this gig, why would you say that?
I'm in Legba.
Well, beyond...
You've been doing this work very far. So. Like, as a mercenary who tends to lose sleeves a bit, you don't want to find yourself on Legba.
No, I understand that, but this is ass end of the solar system. But pretty much, is there any other specific reason beyond just being here?
So. Just trying to get him to leave, remember.
I know. Working him over first.
Don't work him over. Just to get him to leave.
See, we're doing this on TACNET. I'm just like, let me do my job. Hi!
Yeah. I got mental speed. I can talk that way.
Well, you know, it's like you're looking pretty, that's like threadbare right now. If you said you already chased off the small fry, they were sniffing around here. We can take it over while you catch a few Z's.
Or resupply.
I'm not stupid gene trash there, hair space Nazi. I'll be fine. Me and my boys are good. I know the boss thinks you're hot shit for some reason. Sounds to me like you're a bunch of samurai assholes who doesn't realize the goddamn pulsar and rifle's been invented. But we're doing just fine. We're not the candy asses you'd like us to believe on Aspis.
Go ahead and turn around and face them. I know, it's like, I know you're not, but I'm going to be damned if we get into a full firefight and somebody's not fully prepared. If you decide to crap out on me, either your weapon or your morph, then I will soon as just slit your throat and use your body as cover.
All right.
And you can be useful to me that way. Now, why don't you go reload your weapon and get some R&R so you're actually of some use and not just a piece of meat shield.
Okay, that's an intimidate check. I will kill you if you don't do my work.
Can I get a, like, ultimate bonus on that?
You do have a cover, so I will give you a plus 10. And your moxie refreshes because it's been a month and a half and no one remembers what their moxie was.
Yeah.
Oh, 14! Made it!
All right, he will roll kinesics to check.
14
out of
35.
Hot 6.
Fuck.
You beat him.
Yeah.
Oh,
14, you got higher. So,
Blackjack rules. Yeah.
All right, he's fine. So.
Take the rest of your assholes with you. Make sure they're. That's like, make sure they're ready as well.
We'll sleep in shifts. So that's a separate lie. You can get rid of him. If you want to get rid of everybody, that's more. Or that's an excellent success, or at least a critical.
Could he spend an moxie point to upgrade it?
You spend a moxie, he'll be shit scared enough to let it go.
Yes, yes, go.
There you go.
All right, have four moxie, I have three now, we're doing it.
That's all a right. Moxie well spent.
Do it.
Shoot, shoot. All right, it's fine. He's messaging somebody, monitoring on the mesh. You can see his signal because you've already infiltrated it. You see that he's messaging someone that you saw working with Lam Kong Dong and the Rada Click. You tell him that you want that Omri demands a space in Psychopomp for R&R, and he wants it secure, and nobody come at it after his men, or the whole deal's off. So the guy's basically giving orders from Omri to go get some rest where he's not going to get his stack popped out, or the whole thing's off. So that's his play, basically. All right, you have access to the door now. You are guarding the outside.
Hey, door guard, perhaps you should check the door to make sure it's working.
You know, that's a good idea. Why don't I check this door to make sure that it is working?
Everything's all secure here. Totally not hacking it.
All right. So that's an InfoSec check. It is actively monitored by an AI.
25 out of 50.
All right. So the AI... What'd you get?
25 out of 50.
All right. The AI got 29. So you both got success. System monitor, yes. Pose InfoSec. Hacker wins. X success. Hacker succeeds. Both succeed. Spotted status. Hacker may use the system at the current privilege level. In this case, you are a guest. Systems on negative 10 to all your actions.
Or why don't I moxie that to make mine a critical success?
If you guys want to. Like, it's a game economy. You will run out.
I know.
It's up to you.
Well, alright. Monitored means that we basically get...
You get a negative 10 on your future things.
Like, you get a negative 10 on your next roll.
And basically all you need to do is get the door open and turn the comms off so you can't call for help.
Okay.
It's currently asking you to re-authenticate. So you must make another InfoSec at a minus 10, or it's going to downgrade you to lock status.
That's going to be moxied. I'm going to use moxie to turn that into a success because I rolled an 89 out of 50.
And you have to re-roll
it. You have to re-roll it. Flipping, it's going to make it a 98.
That'll work. 35 out of 40.
You beat his 30.
All right.
So you now have guest privileges. You can open the door since you are not in vacuum. So the door opens. The bullock is very dark, somewhat utilitarian. You hear loud music playing inside of it.
Okay, infiltration.
Yeah, you can infiltrate. Somebody needs to get to an internal terminal and...
70 out of 80. For infiltration.
Okay.
56 out of 70.
InfoSec on the terminal to, all right, open sesame worked, now I'm going to make my valve shut him down.
Yeah.
All right, so he's at a penalty, so he doesn't hear you. He is watching very loud symbol space porn while simultaneously playing vid games.
Mental speed.
Kicked up in the cockpit.
Multitasking.
Yeah, very multitasking. You can see the Ghost Rider on his back. So the first thing, you can shut the door. So are you all inside? Are you leaving someone at the door?
We'll leave Aaron at the door.
Okay.
You snuck in too, right?
Yeah, but I decided.
You stay outside as well, so there's two doormen.
I had a good infiltration skill.
Well, maybe you could take a position near the ship.
Watch the door.
Two inside, two outside.
All right, so...
We close the door.
There is the hacking, which you've already established, but you're just at guest privileges. So it's just going to be a base opposed check. If you can do it, you can upgrade your status. If not, you can't.
Okay.
And all you're trying to do is try and get up to admin privileges so you can say, ship, lock down all internal messages. So that he can't say, hey, mercenaries.
Come and help.
New mercenaries are killing me. Do you have hardware electronics? Do you have...
I have hardware. Where is it? No, I have interest cutting edge technology.
Interest cutting edge technology would work.
Alright. 49 out of 50.
Alright, so I'll get to you in a second. How's the hacking check, though?
Not well.
Okay.
Did not pass.
Odd four. The system sees you. Unless you moxie it.
I'm going to moxie it. This is going to hurt.
Was that Spur's InfoSec check?
Yeah. We got in the door. You two are outside guarding the ship. We're inside. We got the door open and closed it again. And that's now we're closing the...
All right. So you beat a four?
Yeah. You got a 20. 20 out of four.
All right. You upgrade to admin. So now you're at plus 30. So you're one more check at a plus 30, and then you can lock everything out. It would have been one check, but you had to get
it. That is right on the button.
80.
Beats this 38. So
Yahtzee.
You manage to shut down internal mesh signals, so there's that. With your cutting-edge technology, you see that... Well, there's two things that pop up. He's cut up from the mesh... he's got a Ghost Rider attached to him. It's got a kill switch. Removing the module forcibly or the death of Omri results in erasure of the ego inside. But it's currently in cold storage, and it can be rezzed easily with just some basic hardware. But if you pull it off of him, or...
He dies.
Whoever's in the ego dies, or if he dies. Disabling the kill switch requires a hardware electronics test. If you want to do it without him knowing you're there, it was also very difficult because you are up close and personal. Copying the module onto something else without triggering it would likely require an opposed InfoSec checks between the player and Omri, as he was the one who programmed the FatSec. You could also try and convince him to give it to you, and make sure he doesn't lie. So that's your options. You see, on the ship's records, there's a departure from Extropia 1 week earlier, and one week and 5 days ago. They just arrived shortly, but you know it's a big solar system, so they haven't been there very long. But they were en route for a while. Communications recorded multiple radio conversations between Omri and Lam Kong Dong on the way. Dong seemed very concerned that Exotech remain unaware, and that real Sterling stays on Extropia for at least a month. Omri assures her multiple times that this is the case and stresses that she'll get nothing without payment.
Real Sterling? Do I know a Sterling involved in Exotech?
Morgan Sterling is the founder of Starwell and the CEO of Exotech, which
is
creating the Bifrost Ego Bridge, which you saw the people in Uptown trying to make zero-day hacks for, so that all of the glitterati and celebrities that use it on the very first day, get forks of themselves secretly sent to Lightning.
Yeah.
Which would be totally impossible unless you had access to Starwell.
Which you do if you have.
But if you buy the CEO while he's on Extropia in business and he's been forknapped without his knowing it, you can maybe do that if you can get him to give you the passwords. It's a lot of psycho torture, though.
Unless you had fucking... Oh! Holy
which
shit.
Which will automatically convince...
Oh my god! Can I use medicine, biosculpting to remove it without instead of hardware electronics?
Or would it,
roll it to see if you can?
Or actually, would it be possible to?
I'm not saying like you're doing it. I'm rolling to see if it's feasible. All
right. Or well, it's biosculpting.
Or
like,
academic biology to see if there's a way to assist that.
69 out of 70.
Okay.
So do we now? We think we know who's. An Ghost Rider?
I got it from being a skeleton.
You think you know?
I got biosculpting from being a
skeleton. And if we kill them, they both die, right?
Yes.
We're going to call that Plan B.
So we've got a Plan B. We kill them, the plan goes to put.
No. Well, first let's rescue this CEO. That's going to be worth major bucks, one way or the other.
Unless he's a
four. So you got a success.
Yeah.
Even if he is a four, he is also a bargain.
You can do it.
Yeah.
But Omri's not going to feel well. Like, the only way you can think to do it at biosculpting is to make him alive, but distressed enough that there is some sort of emergency default. Like, so for instance, if something got separated from him, like if it was, if some body part got separated from him, he wouldn't want the ego, as long as it was still attached, to, like, detach and freak out because it thinks he's dead. Like, even if he's going to die, he would want time. So you can figure out, like, you could paralyze him and make sure his spinal column's not sending the right stuff like that. It would have to be a very fast paralyzing. The nasty kind.
I've got those too.
I've got.
You could also just kind of like knock him out and like make him do it, but that could be ugly too.
But there's no way to do it without him knowing.
No, that would be hardware electronics or an infosec check. If you could infosec it, you could copy the ego onto a different Ghost Rider.
Does anybody have the Ghost Rider module?
Yes, you have one. You have your crazy person stored on it.
Oh, you're right.
You could delete the awe-infected ego that you interrogated.
Oh, yeah, we could do that.
If you want to take the sand hit, you could do that.
How much sand are we talking about? I'm hardened. I don't give a shit. I'll do it. Yeah.
It's going to be a hacking check, though. It's going to be posing, though.
I'm not the one who tortured somebody.
Who's a capo in the Nine Lives. You're also not going to be able to interrogate him.
Okay. He went so crazy, he became a different player.
Like, to be fair, I have recommended spacing or blowing up every single habitat we've ever walked into.
Okay. Well, yeah, you can't trust him. He has faceless Muppets on his shirt. Yeah.
Your InfoSec's 50.
My InfoSec is 50. So if he's better at this than I am, which he probably is, we may have to go with plan
B. He did fork-nap space Steve Jobs.
Okay.
Without being detected.
So plan B, I just eel wear him, sneak up and zap him, and then we just rip it off of him. Or no, we can't do that.
No, because that'll delete them.
But we can convince
him. Give me the password.
Give me the password.
Yeah.
So an intimidate check.
And if he doesn't lie to you.
Yeah, I've got 60 in intimidate. So
can he, it's gonna be intimidate.
If we knock him out, could we surgery him?
All right, so yeah, we'll just do that.
That would be a bad idea either.
I sneak up on him, zap him.
Since you made your infiltration roll, that's fine.
Yeah.
His porn goes down. It's very sad.
Yeah, yeah.
As does the video game.
Yeah.
So he's incapacitated.
I've got cyber claws too.
You're getting all sorts of pings. Yeah. Like the shuttle's like, shall I let help message go out? shall I let dear God no message
no.
go out?
Apply to all.
Should I prevent?
prevent all messages and send him back. We're sorry, your call cannot be completely dialed. Please try the number. And try
no, they're automated responses. He's twitching.
Yeah.
You got eel weird. So he's on the ground. You got some time.
All right. This can be simple or this can be hard. Give me what I want and I'll go away. If not, I'll make your life a living hell. I'll send you to the crazies in Nine Lives. They'll have fun with you. In fact, I'll just play him a bit of XP of what Tom did to that other guy.
Oh my God. Dog's not going to let you do this. I don't care what faction you work for. The Rod has got the numbers. She's not going to let you do this. There's no way.
Wrong answer, Yelwer.
That may be true, but do you think the crazies care? And also, do you think that's going to help you? You have to think about you before you think about Lam Gandong.
Think about yourself. You're insulting Nazan. You want to insult Nazan? I'm here on his hospitality. You're totally breaking that. Like, is his word not mean anything anymore?
You're assuming a lot.
What? What are you talking about?
You're assuming that you actually talk to someone who actually gives a shit about, or someone who actually represents Nazan.
Fucking crazy. You new guys, you don't know what it was like in Paradise. You have no idea what he's up capable of.
Anyways, is it anything like what this is? Get out.
Okay, roll intimidate. Right. I'll give you plus 10 for Tom's murder snuff film.
42.
Alright, he'll try and roll with kinesics. I have that skill, because I have stat out everything for everyone.
Stat all the things.
Yes. he does not make it. Even he moxies it, but it's still beneath you. So he's intimidated. He's like, "All right, what do you want? What do you want?"
I want the password so I can get the ego out of there. The CEO. All
right, you got to at least give me a copy, man.
We'll give you a copy.
No,
oh God, switch it.
No, come on. Oh.
Yes.
Good.
All right. Okay, that's good. All right, he failed his kinesis check, so is that good? Yeah, he's like, "All right, yeah, you don't give me a copy."
Here's a beta for it.
There's no way. Lamprey Dog's just going to do the same shit you're going to do to me.
Like, yeah.
All right. He gives you the password. Roll kinesics. All right.
68 out of 70.
Odd 3.
Okay.
It's not the password. It's kill code.
That was nice.
That's going to cost you a finger.
Look, I know that you're playing...
what? You're right. It is going to cost him a finger. Switch blade.
We can play this all night. We locked you up and tight in here.
All right. So do you torture him physically?
I'll just scare him. He's like, look, I'm not, you know, this is, I could torture you, but that's not the point. Like, the point is, like, your stack is going to wind up in the crazy's hands of the crazier. It's not. Like, you have to.
All right. Since you made both rolls and you knew instantly, you know with your next music check that it's the actual password.
Yeah.
So you can get the ego. So you switch it out.
Yeah.
You do ego transfer rather than delete copy.
Yeah.
So he gets the
crazy person,
the crazy awe tortured person, who is just completely insane.
Yeah.
And obsessed with her master.
Yeah.
And you get Morgan Sterling.
Yeah.
Though you don't really talk to him there. So do you want to talk to Omri, or what do you want to do? Because
That's a good point. We can't kind of...
We can't let him live.
We can't let him live. I know. You can send an automatic fake message from the ship saying, the deal's off, I'm leaving. And then have the ship leave without anybody on it. We just leave and the ship tries to take off.
I will remind you, metagame here. You did kill the engines on the ship you arrived in make a better...
True.
This is our only escape.
Yeah.
So there's
now you have your ultimates, but you got to wait or get them access to dock. Like harpooned or something, or they can't get through the door.
Access to dock. We're basically going to getting them a nice.
We'll leave Omri in play because he has the fake ego. Just tell him. All right. So
he thinks you work for Nine Lives. You never said you don't.
Yeah.
He's gonna finger us though if.
All we're doing here is just making sure everybody has a level playing field, all right? You know, factions are nicer if everybody is on the same playing field. You understand? You play, just pretend this doesn't happen. Lam Kung Dung doesn't get mad. If Lam Kung Dung finds out there's going to be a shooting war, and you're probably going to get it caught in the crossfire one way or the other. You understand me? This never happened.
Okay.
And tell
you. So that's persuasion.
Yeah. All right. I should have persuasion too. 63. 75.
You beat him. You're a trustman. He's like, all right, I won't tell anybody anything. Like, what are you doing with it?
Like I said, just leveling the field, making sure no one has leverage over our employers.
Oh, man, she's going to be better for you. I know you don't think so, but, she'll be way better for you.
We'll keep that in mind. Be seeing you. And we leave. Close them up in the ship, leave it locked up. Enjoy your.
Actually,
let me get turned on your video game for you back there. Pat. All right.
Actually, we should probably
send out. Mesh access to lock down the ship so that he
if he can never get out, it's going to be a little difficult.
An impossible hacker. He'll be able to hack as well.
Yeah,
but wait a minute. If we're leaving, though, should we wait for the other guards to come off? Or
why don't we have a recall? Why don't we just issue a recall?
They'll come back.
Well, no, if they come back, though,
we can have the ship issue a recall
code.
Yeah, you can recall.
Yeah, we'll recall.
So maybe if we should wait or send another
message. Or you can schedule a recall.
Schedule a recall.
Like, we'll be off duty here. Just meet us.
We'll do that. All right.
So you run out of time. The meeting's going to come up in a couple hours.
Yeah.
But you could do other stuff as well. So decide what you want to do.
Okay. So we want to make sure that there's... a Yojimbo-esque, all the factions turning on each other. And in the chaos, we try and get the three keys to get into the reactor. That's our best bet. So we have one bit of leverage now. There's the three factions. There's the main, there's the crazies, the mainstream, and the businessmen. The crazies and the businessmen hate each other, and the mainstream's a little halfway on either one. So.
Now, we just pissed off the mainstream.
That was an outsider that was going to make a deal with the mainstream. So the mainstream guys, like, if we just hand over, we could make a deal with the mainstream and tell them that...
With our CEO bargaining chip, you mean?
Yeah, with our CEO bargaining chip. So we could do that.
Could we psychosurgery him to remove the password from his brain so he has no knowledge of what it is in the first place?
We could just delete it.
You could just delete him. Okay. He's a beta. Like,
yeah.
He probably doesn't know he's been forked. Like,
yeah.
No, unless somebody talks to him. Like,
yeah. So we have the only copy of him, so we have control over him. So we fucked up their scheme in one way. But we need to get all the factions shooting each other. The crazies and the businessmen already hate each other. It's getting the mainstream to turn against one faction or the other.
To tip the balance of power.
To tip the balance of the power. If we can convince them to fight against both of them, actually, that would be the best thing.
Delete the information from this.
Wait, tell.
Yeah. You also don't know what Dong's angle is other than doing this. Like, is she just getting a big score for the organization or not?
Wait, we know the crazies are going to meet with Nazon's right-hand woman, right?
Yes, Alegua.
That's a secret meeting.
Mm-hmm.
We tell Lancome Dung that. She's going to distrust. She's going to think.
He can get into that because he's one of them.
Yeah.
He got hired on the security by torturing somebody.
Also, we turn two of the factions against the third faction.
Yeah.
A and B against C. And then get C to call in the Ultimates.
No, we are the only ones who can call the Ultimates.
We can call in the Ultimates, but they find a way to get them to, you know, so that the Ultimates actually show up.
Yeah. Well, the Ultimates.
Well, there are extraction teams.
Yeah, there are. There's not that many of the Ultimates.
But you can't leave. Like, you know, if we're talking about not, you know, leaving the egos here would be just as bad as destroying them in the first place.
We can't rescue all the egos.
No, it's...
No, but we can destroy everyone who's here.
Well, we can't do that either without destroying the entire station. We just have to focus. Our goal is to destroy the existential threat.
Okay.
That's our only goal. So I figure, okay, so is that meeting first? The crazy meeting first?
No. Omri is meeting with Lancome Dung first.
Okay.
That's why you went there.
I'm going to say,
well,
fuck.
So Omri's going to die very soon.
Yeah. and then Lancome Dung's going to come after us if Omri convinces him. Because Omri will probably spill the beans.
Most likely. I think that Omri would have been better off dead.
So, actually, you know what we could do is we could tell Lancome Dung about the meeting and say we can spy on the meeting for her. To find out what's going on, to try and turn her against that. So yeah, we could just use that as leverage.
Yeah, you also have what apparently Lancome Dung is willing to fork over tons of credits for.
Yeah.
And she's about to find out she's not going to get it from the guy she thought she was getting.
Yeah.
So, but once she pulls a stack, she's also going to find out the reason why.
Yeah.
And on top of that, though, she did ask us to get it for her.
Yeah, we did. She did say she would make a deal with us rather than him.
Yeah.
So let's go talk to her. We need to talk to her.
Many threats.
So yeah, we go to Lancome Dung. Hello. I see you've been quite busy. We should talk business. Do you have a private place to go?
Oh, you're back.
Yeah.
Here's good.
Okay. So
what do you want to talk about?
Well, you wanted to make a deal with Omri. Would you be interested in about information about a meeting between the Guani and Nazon's right-hand assistant?
So you do want in the game, you're not just the Ultimates wandering around.
Yeah, well, money's money. Power's power.
All right, here's what happens.
Yeah.
You and I can talk.
Yeah.
I'm fine with it. But just you and I talk.
Okay.
Those three go in that room with my boys, and they get plasma rifles put on their stacks. And if I don't like what you have to say, I slag them. How's that sound?
Okay. I don't think you're going to want to do that, but...
Well, let's go and see, I mean, if you have faith.
Yeah.
Lapria, right? I mean, like, if the strongest will come out, and they're all, like, laughing.
Yeah.
You go on my kinesics check.
She's probably completely serious.
Yeah, 40.
Top 5.
63 out of 65.
Yeah, 48 out of 60.
It's an affectation. Like, she doesn't believe in this pseudo-voondoon shit that the many members of the Nine Lives buy at all. She thinks it's complete nonsense. It was irony saying that to you as an intimidation. Yeah. That's why they laughed.
Yeah, well, you're going to want to talk to us.
All right, will they go in the room?
All right.
Can you talk to me?
First off, Francois got jumped into, joined the Guanese little club, and he found out about a private meeting between Nazon's assistant and them, which makes me wonder what, you know, Nazon has to say to them over you guys. They're trying to take great lengths to hide this from everyone else. He's going to go there in a few hours, and we'd be happy to relate back. But until then, we want in on a profitable operation, but there's a lot of variable. But this operation seems to be very unstable, and this this meeting's getting me very worried. I'm worried about who to, you know, back. I already talked to Omri. I found out what you have on him, and I'm happy to sell it to you instead of Omri.
What are you selling to Omri?
No, I'm happy to sell what Omri had for you. Omri and I had a little talk, and we persuaded him to give it to us.
Oh, so you have what Omri has?
Yes.
So you've got that nanotechnology I was looking for.
Let's just say I know it's not the nanotechnology. I know that. It's the beta that you want really badly.
So Omri doesn't have what I need.
He has a copy.
Well, then it's just going to be who can give me.
Right.
It takes the better price.
That's true. So
you made yourself a bidding war.
I know. But I didn't want to, well, I wanted to make sure that we were, you know, I didn't know who to back. I don't know what's going on with this meeting in the future. So let's go to the, here's my proposal. I want to be on top of I want to be in bed with whoever wins this argument, you know, this meeting of the Nanchons later on. But it seems like everybody's sharpening their knives for a not peaceful meeting. Are you going to be willing to stand on your own if worse comes to worse?
What's your stake in it?
We want in on the business. The Ultimates, we need our own source of egos. For our reasons. I'm sure you've heard the rumors about our purchases.
So this is an attempt to make ties?
Attempt to get into business, yes.
All right. Okay, so that's a deception roll.
All right.
And let me look up for Kenzie.
22.
She fails. You crit the hell out of it. So she buys it. She knows that the Ultimates are up to some shit. They've stole a bunch of them before. So what she says is, all right, I'll hear what you have to say. You can come to the meeting with Omri. It's very soon. And if that goes well, we'll see about this supposed meeting that deaf mute.
The only reason I don't want to sell it to you yet is because
Case Morph has to do.
Yeah.
But you know that if you're lying to me about having what Omri has, I'm just going to kill you and torture you forever, right?
Yeah.
All right. I better hope you've got everything you need.
Yeah.
All right. So while he's in there and you are under point of gun, you are all zero-G huddled into the corner of what looks to be a sleeping quarters. And disarmed, while a bunch of disinterested Nine Lives enforcers smoke and hold very large guns at your heads. But you are not alone there. You are there with a Case Morph, who is chained to the wall. And, you are all over there. The Nine Lives enforcers are very uninterested in you unless they are told to blow your head off. As what are you going to do? You're there with a Case Morph. He is staring blankly into space. He's cuff banded to the wall and not looking very distressed about it. He asks, "Who are you?"
Oh, just a couple of mercenaries. What about you?
I work for Lamb.
Oh, what do you do for Lamb?
Everything. I do everything for Lamb. Anything. Anything for Lamb.
So you would do anything for Lamb?
Yes, anything for Lamb. And Cognite. Cognite or Xperia. I don't know. It hurts. I just do what Lamb says. It doesn't hurt when Lamb says things.
I'm guessing that you... What's the last thing you remember?
It hurts to think about it, but does Lamb want me to tell you?
Yes, Lamb definitely wants you to tell me.
Oh, okay. I was a spy, and I thought I knew big things, and I was on a station, and it was called the thing that's hard to do. It was called Thought, and they had this they had this thing there, and it was it was very powerful. I don't remember much about it, but it was very powerful, and I tried to take it, but I only took the smallest part of it. They had another small part. It was a poisoned part. It was meant to hurt the bigger thing and make it tame. But they found me, and I had to leave, and I went to the closest station, and while I was on Gerlach, I left, but then I woke up, and I didn't leave. And then I woke up here, and they told me that they'd done this to me many times, and they did, and then they did it to me again while I watched, and then they took the me that they did it to, and then they put it inside the me that they didn't do it to, because they wanted to see what happened. And so I'm very confused, but part of me feels better. I think the me that's Lamb feels better about being Lamb and doing what Lamb says. That me does feel that. Thanks. Yes, good.
Well, that's good. So tell me, this poison thing for the big thing, do you still have it?
No. I hid it. The Cognite, they sent very sophisticated enforcers after it. But I was after station. I thought it was clever. I was off station. But then I wasn't off station, and they cut it out of me. And it was a very slow and hard process, I think, because part of me remembers it.
That part of you sounds very painful. But Lamb wanted me to know just what exactly was this poison. Do you know anything about it, or was it completely cut from you, other than just the memory of
it? It was money. Money for Xperia, which is good, but also bad, because Xperia is not Cognite, which is bad for Xperia, but Cognite's good, which is Xperia. So he's just rambling. So you realize that this guy is a corporate spy for Xperia. I'm sorry, I misspoke. Egonomics, that's the company he's been saying.
Okay.
He's a spy for Egonomics that apparently was trying to filch the CDAI project of Thought. He only stole part of it, Aw, which is the Gamma Fork, which it appeared they pruned to tame the other one. And it was exclusively geared at psychosurgering itself. But he escaped with that to Gerlach. He was being hunted. He then far cast out before he was captured after putting it in a dead drop, but he apparently picked the wrong place to far cast, as that was Nine Lives, because he was in a bit of a hurry. Lam Kong Dong tortured it out of him, stole it from the dead drop, and that's how she got Aw. She lucked into being Casablanca, where the spies ended up, and she ended up fleecing their take. So this guy is the guy who originally stole Aw. He was behaviorally modified to Egonomics loyalty, but now he has been even more forcibly modified to worship Lamb. But this version was not modified at all. He was reintegrated with the modified one, because they just wanted to see what would happen.
Jesus. They're assholes.
So he's more than a little insane.
Yes. Completely, completely insane. You did get him to tell you everything by saying, I work for that lady outside who has guns to my head.
Right? Yeah.
Well, he's
in a case mark. He's not. He's underclocked. You know. So
I figured that if one of them out there, hey, wait a minute. But they're not interested. So.
But you are asked to come back out. We're getting ready to head to the meeting right now. Let's go.
Oh, excellent. Before we go back, can we have our guns back?
No, it'd go fine.
My
boy's got guns, you work for me, and you're just doing a deal, right?
But we'd feel more comfortable if we could defend ourselves. Not to say that you aren't fully capable.
Yeah, you don't know what those crazies
but this is want. But we certainly believe in self-reliance. Persuade.
Does she know?
She thinks
does everyone else know that we work for her?
I just made the deal right now. So I
was Sue Wu thinks your character specifically works for him.
Yeah.
So we need our guns, or it's going to look like, you know, we work for you, and that's supposed to be hidden under the table. If they all know, then
yeah. If you want to find out what that meeting's about,
All right.
I make sure all of my employees are armed. We wouldn't want Su Wu learning that you're not on his side, right?
Right.
And 30 out of 80 on the persuade. So
that's basically it. Can you bluff your way through the meeting without dying?
Yeah.
And then she's going to believe you're on the side.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Got a high deception and six moxie. Let's go!
you all float there. Lamcogdong is going first. Actually, Omri is very dazed and harmed. He is not looking too good, very shaky. You also see the mercenaries that are surrounding him. When you pull into roll kinesics.
Oh, while we're in there, do I need to go ahead and
44.
Just like roll 44. We'll save for since I have phobia microgravity.
Jesus, yeah. Every time you move anywhere, like yeah.
You should be at zero. Saying like this entire station is microgravity.
Yeah, the whole station is microgravity unless you're in a Taurus. Yeah, you should have been terrified the entire time.
Sorry. I'll go do it.
Oh yeah. Wait a minute, we forgot about my character's crippling fear of water.
So I made it.
Yeah. Okay. So you're okay for now. It could get worse. So, you're going down with your 44, you see that as you pull in, the direct acts start taking up positions and pulling out, like, because they know what you do. But Omri has desperately calmed them down. He seems like a pretty smart player. He knows that if you are with Lam Kong Dong, you can't have already told him, told her that you stole it from him. So that you're playing some angle he doesn't yet know. So he's waiting to see how it happens. However, they are a bit on edge because they've seen all your faces.
Yeah. How many mercenaries does Lam Kong Dong have with her?
Lam Kong Dong has 6 with her, all well armed.
Okay.
This is her turf. She is not shortage in who she can take. Those 6 can be replaced by 60 very quickly. So Omri's in a bad spot, but at the same point, if they go after Omri, she loses what she wants.
Yeah.
So she comes up. She asks Omri. For the position, she wanted to get this out, and she's he's tired of waiting.
Yeah.
But this was the time she could arrange for a security window.
Yeah.
On the mesh, you notice that there are a startling number of security outages in Zombie at this time that have been pre-scheduled as maintenance. You could destroy that subroutine if you wish, but you are in a dead spot. That appears why she made him wait in the ship hold.
This dead spot was programmed by Lam Kong Dong?
Yes, because she didn't want anyone to see what she's doing with Omri.
Well, yeah, let's do that. Let's see if we can get some interlopers inside.
Okay, so are you going to destroy that protocol? Because you did get covert access last time.
Yeah, might as well. All
right.
This is going to be fun.
That's an InfoSec check. You have plus 30.
I'm going to moxie that. Actually, wait.
You can swap.
Yeah.
29.
Okay. You make it. Run a real low on Moxie. I think that was your last one.
Yeah. Needed it, though.
Yeah.
I hope you don't have to hack anything else.
Yeah.
And Eclipse Face. this is now being recorded.
Yeah.
That could be interesting.
Yeah.
Recorded and broadcast or just recorded?
It's being recorded, and there are Infomore slaves monitoring the system at all times. They see it, and they report it, or they don't. And so there's that. So that dead zone's dead. Omri says, do you have the credits? Lam Kong Gong says, yes, I do. But I want to make sure that you've got the material first. Everything will be wired using our Farcasters. You will be given a chance to independently verify once I see what you have. And it appears you have some competition. These gentlemen here have started a bit of a bidding war with you. They say they have what you have, too. Now, she's kind of saying this offhandedly, not expecting it to be down. What Lam Kong didn't expect was for you to go physically face Omri, say, I'm stealing this from you, and then walk back with her.
Yeah.
Because as a tactical choice, it leaves something to be desired.
Yeah.
At this point, Omri freaks out, and everyone draws. So this is the firefight.
Yeah.
We don't have any guns.
You don't have any guns. So I would fray.
Yeah. We're running away now.
Yeah. Everybody fray. Right.
Son of a bitch!
At half.
No, we can make a... Can we make a free fall check to just, like, run?
You can make a free-for-all check, but then you're just going out amongst the... you're not going along the handholds. You're going out amongst the floating debris.
Oh, wait, I have a fucking jetpack. I'm going to fly.
I've still got claws. I'm still armed.
Well, there's like a billion
of them. Oh, and I have grip pads. Fuck this.
There's six of the lab grog dog's eyes shooting three trained direct action mercenaries.
Yeah.
You're not within melee range. The direct action mercenaries are trying to shoot you.
Yeah.
Labcon Dog's people are trying to shoot them.
Yeah.
You just need to get out of the way long enough for Labcon Dog's people to win.
Yeah.
Okay. Since I have grip pads, can I use free running instead?
Okay. Nope.
Don't
have gravity with which to free run.
Okay. Well.
You're sticky. That would give you a bonus on your free fall check.
Okay. So I'll take that. So.
I'm flying. Fuck y'all.
Alright, I'm rolling.
I'm gonna fly under.
Flipping that for success.
Can you beat a 14?
I got 16 for initiative.
Me? No. I rolled a 9.
Initiative is everything's exploding into fire. Okay, and you're not fighting. So you're just getting your fray checks.
We're hoping to hide.
Unless it's been a moxie, but I'll say that.
84 misses on you.
22.
It misses. Because an 84 is not high enough. Can you beat a not 9, Drew?
Maybe.
I rolled a 9, so it hit me. How much damage are we talking about?
Oh, I thought you just rolled a 9.
Yeah, I rolled a 9.
Oh, okay. So with that,
how much would it be? Is it like, are we talking about a plasma gun, or like what are we talking about?
You are hit by.
Because I'll moxie it if it's a fucking plasma gun.
A shard pistol.
Okay, yeah, I can.
It's AP negative 10.
All right, I have 11 left.
It is on burst fire, so it's 2d10 plus 6. So, 15. 21.
Okay.
And you lose 10 armor.
11 left, so 10 damage.
Yeah. All right. You weren't hit. They had...
You have to beat a 10. Or beat a 9.
I've taken a wound, but I've got medicine, so...
No. Ooh, wait, hold on. Maybe. Crit fail. I'm going to re-roll that.
If you want to spin a boxy, yeah. I won't roll damage. Crit fail, I'm going to give you full auto.
Hot 6.
Hot 6. You still don't make it?
Yeah.
I'll give it burst fire. 6. By the way, you better have a hell of a deception check after this for not telling her how you got it. So, 12?
Yeah.
12?
AP minus 10.
Okay. Crit, or, sorry, what was it again? Sorry.
No, we're going to flee. Like,
there's 12 damage.
12 damage.
Yeah.
That's 8. So, 4?
Yeah. So, then minus 10 armor. So, what's your armor?
It's, it's 8.
So, your armor is 8?
Yeah, so it's 0.
So, you take all 12.
Okay.
Aaron? Roll for you.
And that's from durability?
Yes.
No, we're fleeing. Like, we can, while everyone's shooting one another, we'll get away.
All right.
And go to the other sections.
Wound, taking a wound means...
You will leave your weapons behind.
We can buy new weapons in the market.
Well, we were stripped of our weapons to begin with, so...
Not what
no,
we
you weren't. You gave them to Lamcon Dong.
Okay, so... All right.
You can give a Lamcon Dong, but you have to explain why you didn't say...
So I failed that
Well,
one
we're today. Leaving right now.
Okay.
I want to find out...
You could say that, you didn't know that he knew that it was you.
Yeah.
Fail, so...
Okay, well, they don't hit, so basically what happens between railguns, shard pistols, agonizers, the whole thing just lights up into a screaming death match. People's heads are just slagged on the spot, things of that nature. Somebody can make a moxie times 10 roll.
Yes, 35 out of 50.
All right. Since you're lucky,
yeah,
I'll let you make a choice.
Okay.
Omri's stack is slagged by plasma. That's making him completely uninterrogatable. Or the Ghost Rider with the replacement morph is slagged, making it completely unreadable.
Omri's, yeah.
Okay. So Omri's head is gone, along with the majority of his upper torso. It's just kind of around his shoulders, where burning.
Well, you said if he got killed, the Ghost Rider...
Kill switch.
Yes, but you disabled that.
No, he gave us the password.
Oh, yeah, he did give you the password. Oh, yeah, so, yeah, there you go. My mistake. So, yeah, he's dead. So you get out of the way, they mop up.
Yeah.
But at this point, they are hunting you hard. Do you keep running? Yeah. Or do you stop and explain yourself? If you keep running, you're running through the station. Yeah. Like, they're not going to stop. Your cover is basically blown.
Okay.
So yeah, we
Why would they ever trust you again? Why would we faction? Just lie? Because you especially put this all on the mesh for everyone to see.
Well, they don't know that. I mean, they don't know it was us.
I know, but like, even Su Wu is going to be like, "Hey, why were you guys there?"
Yeah.
When okay. All, those people all
right, we'll stop. We'll stop.
Passing through.
All right.
Really? Yeah. I guess Omri didn't want the idea of a bidden war. He must have been too desperate to get a big payday.
Lampard, I was like, what the hell? She's, okay, this is a deception check.
I have all my moxie. I'm going to fucking use it.
I'm going to say it's at a minus 20. It's a hard...
You took our guns. What the hell did you think we were going to do in a fire?
Can we assist him on that one?
I will moxie. Let's see, a 20. What'd you get?
You beat her 91.
All right.
You're lucky. Ross, she's
what's your deception? Just out of curiosity.
50.
You're an idiot.
Why?
95.
Well, I was the one talking to her earlier.
That's right.
So,
yeah, you actually made it.
Yeah.
She's like, okay. How many did we lose? We lost 4, 5. I got some other guys coming. He was doing fine, but you know,
yeah.
CRG is not good for bleeding out. It's pretty messy. We could use some guys if we're going to go do this other thing. So she gives you your weapons back. You are now Lam Kong Dong's crew.
Yeah.
But before she gives you the weapons back, she demands what she wants. This is the deal.
Yeah.
She needs to see that you have it, because that was always the deal.
Well, what are you giving him in exchange? Like, well, we're going to the meeting. Yeah, I guess we have to play big stakes. So, yeah, I'll give it to her. Yeah.
All right, she checks it.
Yeah.
You see a ghostwriter. She's not stupid. She's not going to plug it in. And she is gearing it up on an ecto.
Yeah.
The holographic display rezzes a guy temporarily. He's like,
well, we have a quantum entangled thing, right?
You do have a quantum entangler.
Yeah, we're going to send text messages to Firewall saying Biofrost compromise. Tell Exotech beta stolen. You know, okay. Like... So the scheme's going to fail.
Yeah, no, yeah. You will have to get a chance to do that.
Well, I thought the quantum entangle is just a text message. I could just
It is just a text message. But like, if you start flashing around an expensive plus item, in front of like the brutal burner and criminals,
it's going to raise
some. Okay. It might peak.
I thought it was like covert.
No, you've quantum entangled something. It's pretty like
okay.
It's a pretty big deal.
Let me bring out my most expensive cell phone.
In the space ghetto.
Okay.
So you can't do it. You just need some time.
Okay.
So she gets it. She presses. He's like, "We need to get through this security." The little ecto AR is like, "The security point. We should get. It's taking too long. We got to get to this meeting, or we're going to lose all." Hey, where did everybody? And then she just turns it off. So you realize that Sterling was just going through a security checkpoint in Extropia.
Yeah.
That ID crew has apparently subverted.
Yeah.
And then Omri, who for some reason knew Lam Kong Dong, which you don't know why.
Yeah.
Because you didn't really interrogate him. Apparently sold up. Like, he thought he was going to get his retirement score. But now he is slag. And
so in a way he did.
It's like, the brand scan prints out to what we know from the old one we have. So, very good work. I think in the future, Aspis or any other ultimate group we can have, we can do a lot of business. We will be quite a bit more professional than we are today in the future.
Well, everyone's upset because of the this big meeting. Everyone's on edge.
All right. So, Chulo, get some of the newbies down here. Get them weapons, then you and the guys pace their asses on the floor and pull their stacks. We'll make it look like they got a little over anxious and took Omri down for Nazan. She was like, okay. So You get the impression that this is, you are now, she's the would-be king.
Yeah.
She made a big score, but for some reason or other, she's not giving it to the organization. She's using it to ascend in the organization.
Right, and I've already set her up by recording it.
And there's that. So that's going on. So the next thing you do, which is in 6 hours, is Allegra is supposed to meet with Su Wu. Now, the only person Su Wu is allowing to be there are diehard members who've committed to the right and are worshippers of Lapria, and are true nine lives, as he says. And the only one among you that has proven himself to be true nine lives is Francois, by torturing a person into its end.
All right. Well, 6 hours is enough time for me to get right, so with that.
Yes. So do you tell him, like, everything?
Who? Tell who?
Spheros. You're quantum entangled.
Oh, yeah. As soon as I get time, yeah.
Proxy. So Spheros goes, where is Ah at? That's your
message. I tell him in a secure bunker that we need three things to access, so we're trying to get access to it so we can slag it.
Secure?
It's in their nuclear reactor room, so, like, there's a time gap. It's only open during certain times.
Covered with
you need
stamps.
A DNA, a physical key, and access to their computer and Nazon's quarters.
Well, if what you tell me about this Egonomics Cognite War is true, if you can get it to me without destroying it, it will be much better for Firewall. We can not only study it as an X threat, at that point, we can prevent a potential corporate war between Cognite and Egonomics. We can also prevent Nine Lives from profiting off playing those sides against each other, because if they, if it's returned to them, are left out, it's all blamed on Nine Lives and Firewall never knows about it. We would get untold intelligence from it. But ultimately, containment is the priority.
Yeah.
So basically, he's telling you get some rep if you kill it for certain.
Yeah.
You get a shit ton of rep if you can get it off station without putting it on the mesh.
Yeah.
So if you could get a portable server there and smuggle it out.
Okay, we'll get a portable server.
You don't have to do it. He's just saying that, like, you know.
Well, we'll get it. Like, it all depends on how we can get access to that room. Right?
Yeah.
If there's firefights going around, then no, we're just slagging it and running.
Well, which is something you can work on at any time. So at this point, you know that you need to get to Nazon's quarters.
Yeah.
And we did have a plan for getting in that involved basically...
Spacewalk.
Yes. The way that works is that they have kill sats. You do have maintenance, so you can fail a free fall check and not get turned into carbon. Yeah. But if you go too far off the surface, you're going to get basically fried into dust by the stuff they use to pirate ships.
Yeah.
Which I'm not going to roll for it. You're going to die. Like, if they can take down a ship.
Yeah. It's like mega damage.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. but if you do that and then you can gain access to the Taurus while it's going around and it's not access to the umbilicus,
yeah.
You can then get into the airlock and try and get access to Nazon, because he's probably got his place pretty wired up to be private anyway, as no one knows anything about him or even how he's sane.
So as long as we can get in there unnoticed, we can be pretty...
Yeah.
Well, he could be putting on an act. Maybe there's multiple...
You Nazons. Also know that if Allegra is meeting with Su Wu, then Nazon will be there alone.
Yeah. So you go do the meeting while the three of us go play Mission Impossible. So what could possibly go wrong? What could possibly go wrong?
It's fine.
Hey, I'm just glad I don't have to make free fall checks again.
Yeah.
I remember that last time. That did not go well.
I have a great feeling about this.
Totally didn't. Well, crit failing hacking an airlock is also bad.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to leave through Zombie's airlock.
Yeah.
One of the sub-maintenance hats inside the larger bulkheads.
Yeah.
You're going to have to crawl across the entire surface of Legba, and then you're going to have to strap on to a gigantic centrifugal force generator, hack a door before it goes around to the umbilicus.
We can loan Moxie
and grinds you like meat.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Yeah.
The plus side is that until you get to the Taurus door, you have a +30 on all your act checks, because you still have covert status and admin status.
Yeah. All right. And I actually have cold gas thrust vectors, so I can actually just fly. So I don't have to worry. I just have to stay hover close to the station. So I can try. Actually, I could try and catch them before they if they fail their free fall checks. So it'll be fine. We'll be fine. I've got great feelings.
So is everyone going outside?
Except for him. He's going to the meeting.
All right. All right. You're all prone to like failing a free fall
check. Actually, do we have spindles?
Okay. I do. I bought one.
So would it be possible? Actually, would it be a better option to?
It also might be a good idea to stay with Lancome Gong because. She is a little suspicious of you. Somebody could say and monitor her.
It might be better because my free fall sucks beyond...
All right,
and I have the microgravity phobia, so really, if you put me out in space,
you stay with Lancome
things
Dung.
Are going to go badly.
You stay with Lancome Dung, I'll go with David. I can catch David. He's our hacker, and I can catch him. And I can.
All right, we're going to move scenes fast to make things cinematic. So you're with Lancome Dung floating through the hallways very quickly. You're going through Marionette. The Rada are just gearing up, like guns everywhere. Crap. Everyone's pasting armor. The Lapria guys are grinding stacks into diamond dust and snorting it because it makes them invincible. Like all sorts of crazy shit going on. Lang Kong Dong is giving orders everywhere. He's like, he wants me to take the throne? I'll take the throne. She's getting like very stressed out. You don't need kinetics to know. Like everyone is on edge. Because there is shit on the mesh of like it just going into a blowout. They did manage to not kill the newbies before they realized that, so it didn't look like a total shit show. But you've got all sorts of the mesh is just blowing up with messages of just like, what's going on? What happened? You keep that motherfucker in the station for 5 days and then you kill him. Like, where's the stacks? Who do we intend? You know, everybody's freaking out and it's very tense. She wants to know what your boys are doing.
We're taking care of the external security
patching
situation.
Patching up, we got shot up too.
I know.
We got
patching up and then also taking care of an external security issue that we saw when potential threat to you and your boys.
All right. Well, look, don't fuck this up for me. I gotta keep Sterling safe until I can feed him to Nana, and I can't do that until after the debate and I get everybody on my side. So do not mess with me. I don't trust you guys for 1 second. You've been too shifty the entire time.
No, I completely understand your position right now, but this is a serious get down to business moment. We're going to get down to business with you.
All right.
Shut up.
You arrive at,
let's just be excited you didn't say we were firewall.
You arrive at Samiti. The tourist, opening is being guarded as you go through. You are searched. They look very carefully down the hall. Guns everywhere. It appears they've taken stuff from the gladiatorial pits. Even weapons like vibro blades and monofilament swords. They are geared up as well. It seems that the firefight in the dock that you provoked with your steel stuff and then go back and smile at the guy approach has put everyone very on edge. You arrive, as you pull in, you are allowed in, though you are under guard the entire time. They are not just letting you go to Su Wu. So you arrive at Su Wu, who is a very serious-looking man with very scary facial tattoos and swords, but he looked that way when you first saw him, who approaches you and is like, you need to explain yourself immediately. What were you doing in the docks? So your initial cover, since you were a different person when you did this, was maybe your character has DID. Like, that's one of your...
Dissociative?
Yeah. Your initial thing was that you were a member of Nine Lives the entire time, and you wanted in with him because you were new to Legba, and you had the ultimate guys working. But he doesn't buy that you're just, like, visiting anymore. He thinks you're involved in shit. And he wants to know why you were involved in that firefight. So what do you say? I'll let you think of something if you need time.
He wants the... Out of character, he wants...
He wants to know why you were at the big clusterfuck in the docks.
Yeah, why were you unarmed at a big clusterfuck firefight? Why are you bleeding from oil from shard wounds. Like,
no, he has medicines, I think.
Yeah, well, I mean...
Yeah, yeah, it's been shot. Why do you have
oil stains?
Yeah.
So.
I'll give you 10 minutes.
Wrong place, wrong time?
Wrong place, wrong time? That's...
No, like...
I'll give you time to think.
You just say the mercenaries talk you into it, like, you know, like they...
Anyway, outside, you are at Zombie Dock. There are people all over, scouring all over it. Yeah. So the thing is that since there was a firefight there and people are looking around at what happened, you need to be careful. There is a lot of debris in the dock, which is good. Their poor maintenance habits are proving you. You can't sneak, but you need to make a free fall check. Or an infiltration check to get there on the stealthy, like, so you've got long enough time to hack the door.
Yeah.
Alright, in fact, I need at least one infiltration check from somebody, I'll accept either, and at least one free fall check to maneuver debris in front of the person hacking.
Sure. I'll make the free fall check too.
Alright.
Infiltration for me was 59-60.
Okay. You make that?
Yeah, I made both checks.
Alright, with your jet, you you look like you're, you're very clever. You grab a vacuum to vacuum up all of the blood and cinders and shards of people floating around. And as you're moving around, you carefully move a piece of ship debris out of the way directly in front of where David is now hacking a portable airlock. All right, David, you have a plus 30 as the airlocks are part of the system that you have corrupted.
18.
All right. That is enough to... Can I see that for a second? Mm-hmm. Open the door. And now you need to make a separate check if you want to turn on the basic habitat systems, i.e. we're in maintenance mode, don't shoot anything that's outside. That will allow you to fail a check without having to crawl.
77 all out right. of 80.
Now you can leave about 10 meters off of the surface. If it were not that, you need to blend in, so we're talking like it's still the closer you can get.
Do
the better
you have chameleon skin.
It would help, but in space, they're pretty good at detecting shit.
Yeah, heat is easy to detect.
But you need to mask yourself with the heat of the habitat.
Yeah.
That's basically it.
Which,
you're putting yourself on a background of hotter than normal things.
Yeah.
at this point, they do recognize that people should be outside the station. But yet again, if you go too far,
right,
it's bad news. So you pop out of the station. So there's that. What would happen next? So, you got a lie yet?
I think so.
All right, we're back.
The Exalts, that's right.
The Ultimates.
Ultimates. Ultimate Bodyguards brought a score of a lifetime opportunity to me that they heard about from the dead guy's bodyguards.
Ah, so this was the score. What is that score?
Don't exactly know. As you saw, things kind of went south.
You don't know anything about it. You came on a whim. You had no idea how you might profit. And so you risked your life.
It's an ego. You can tell me it's an ego. I don't know.
I know that there was an ego involved, but I don't know anything more than that.
Okay. That's a deception check of minus 30 if you went for a random ego.
Moxie to reroll. Hot 2. Make it 20.
Or no, you can just upgrade that to a critical.
Okay, I'll upgrade it to critical.
See what it gets. So he got a 26. What'd you get?
Critical.
Okay, so you upgraded it. All right. So you lost the score, but it was for an ego. And that's why this Omri character defected from Extropia. To sell this to whom?
Well, Lam Kong Dong.
Yeah, obviously.
Why does Lam Kong Dong want this ego? What does she intend on doing with it?
Ultimate power.
She's making a power play. Mm.
Which means it's got to be an important ego.
So, from behind that, you see from a room you didn't notice, really, a skull appears. It is literally looks like a human skull with a spike driven through the top that is being used to replace the head of a synthmorph. And then it says, well, we knew this all along, didn't we, Sue? So we'll cut from there. Lam Kong Dong is passing out doses of murder to everyone throughout the street. She is now giving you that. You see guys just going crazy. having sex with slaves in very dirty rooms, smoking lots of drugs. It's very Mogadishu pre-pirate raid. Give me a sand check as just the atmosphere of tension and insanity grows by the second. And you're floating. Oh, I hate floating.
So, Ed B. Will times.
That's the real
Will times three, yeah.
Will times three.
What's your Will?
Well, Will times two because you're phobic. Yeah.
20, so 40. It's still, that's better
you're
than
fine.
My. That's better than I usually get.
We're all fine here. How are you?
Flipping that.
Okay.
So. Oh, you take this, Annie.
No.
People are going to shoot at you. Like,
yeah, I know.
I just thought I'd be clear.
Yeah.
I plan on people to shoot at you.
This is like 1d10 divided by 2.
Yeah, it's 1d10 divided by 2. There's worse Santa.
You take the Santa.
No.
Okay.
You're going to want that moxie when people are shooting at you.
We'll figure it out when
no,
I do.
No, you'll die. You will die, Aaron. So.
All right, here we go. No.
Okay,
I'm
sorry. Really stupid question that I probably should have asked a while ago, but I kind of glossed over it. Did Tom mention anything about his motivations?
No. We're pre-gens, or basically. Yeah.
Okay.
yeah.
Although, are they, question, is she expecting me to take the murder?
It would help. I would say it would help future lie checks if you take some murder for yourself.
Can I use a deception roll to pretend that I take it?
You can also ask Lam Kong Gong what she's doing as you gained more trust from her.
True. So, what's the next plan, boss?
We wait for the debate. You guard me until then.
Are we...
Showed our hand a little early.
What is our full hand, if you don't mind me asking?
Take a guess!
I know.
Roll persuasion to get her to talk more, and she will talk.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to get specific other than just massive takeover of the station, so...
Oh, that's... Yeah.
So, 36 out of 80.
Look, I found a big score, I did exactly what they tell us to do, I took it straight to the boss, and I wanted to know what he did to her. It wasn't something that could be capo-delicated, and I did what I was supposed to do. The second IS gets on station, everyone starts whispering about Lam Kong Dong making a play. The more they start using the toy, the more they start saying, oh, she's got to be making a play for the throne. She's going to be next on Nazon's list. I'm not an idiot. I know everybody who gets assassinated, tries to assassinate that crazy old bastard, ends up in a symbol space torture ring for 1,000 years. But it didn't matter. The rumors are enough. So I'm going to give them a fucking rumor. If I'm going to take over the throne and I'm going to die trying, I might as well die trying. And he should have picked on somebody else. I was loyal until this shit. And now I'm going to ride this baby and we're going to take this whole organization someplace better than crazy ass rapists and soul stealers.
I think we have a snowball's chance.
We're going to have a legitimate business is what I'm saying.
Now I got my new toy, thanks to you gentlemen. Yes, I got a new chance. I got quite a bit of credits to show for it, too. Things could be going worse. I expected things to go worse earlier, but we're doing good.
Glad that we can be of assistance, then.
We're gonna die.
It's fine.
We're gonna die.
Except for you spending that moxie.
You just gotta make sure Theo keeps it in his bargain, so you come with me to the meeting.
Who's Theo? Is he for the Petro?
Uptown.
Uptown, the businessman?
Yes, the Petro businessman.
Yeah, as I said, Petro.
Oh, sweet. We wanted to get on that meeting and we couldn't.
Yes, you could have if you'd hired yourself out to.
Yeah, but you wanted to meet
exclusively, which means we couldn't have done much.
All right. Three vault jacks.
All right. 82 out of 85.
Odd one.
Damn, you're really good at free fall.
Yeah.
You are forging away just like,
yeah.
I think, TIE Fighter. Like, you're going through valleys on the asteroid. Like, you're going under openings. Like,
showboating it. Certainly.
Yeah. Though he is barely functional and flopping around, the fact that you are blazing the path keeps him on rest.
I was going to say, I do have... where are they at?
That makes your skill go up, not your margin of success. You got a one.
Well,
you literally did the bare minimum to actually succeed.
Yeah.
You are kind of like rolling and somehow staying. but it's working. So you're nearing it. Give me perception checks.
Visual?
Yes.
Yeah, make it.
So you're watching the Taurus cycle.
Yeah.
You've timed it out. You know roughly when you're going to do it. So your next free fall is going to say how early you get on the Taurus. So at this point, you've made it to the edge of the asteroid, and you've made it along all the handholds on the outside of peristyle,
yeah.
when Nazon has personal gravity for his quarters. And so the way it works is you've got the opening and the umbilicus. So the freefall check, next freefall check, determines when you land on the door. Because you only got for the door going around the one time to get it open before you're knocked off by the umbilicus and in turn turned into space dust.
Well, I could try and hover with the thrust vectors, but that's going to be a difficult flying check.
Yes. And you're going to have to hover while doing complex InfoSec procedures on a separate secure system. All right. So, Su-Wu has now met with Elegua.
Yes.
Who is this, Su? Is he new? Do you introduce me? Can he introduce himself?
Go for it. Francois.
I'm Francois.
Francois, blah, blah, blah.
Hi, Scott.
The Frenchman.
The Frenchman!
Okay.
Oh, okay. Is this the one? You are responsible for the right earlier.
Yeah.
It was very old school. Like I have not seen that since Paradise. It's been 10 years.
When I've got great equipment.
There would have been time it would have been seen mundane and not good enough, but it's classic now. It's nostalgic, so I appreciate that. It was very risky. Do you have older history or anything like that?
Painting, writing, gambling.
All right, you can wait then. So she talks to Su. He's like, Su, as I said all along, since the moment she arrived on this station, this Dong has gotten above her means. She thinks she can pretend to run our family. She thinks that the Loa serve her. Obviously, this is not the case. And the whole operation and all of our way of life. And the servants that rely on us to take care of them, their whole existence it hangs in the balance. So you can roll kinesics.
I think he's got a high score.
54 out of 75.
All right, you recognize that, like Su-Wu is just like yes. Su-Wu is a former ultimate. He was kicked out for being too crazy for the Ultimates. he should have nothing to do with a person in any kind of synth form. Not to mention you, but you proved yourself as just being a part of the time when you tortured somebody that. But especially not this servant. But he's just like, yeah, I understand. Whatever
servant,
you want.
Servant as in the Grand Vizier behind the power behind the throne?
No. What do you wish me to do? So at this point, Allegra says this: in the Nakshon, when it comes time to speak plans, go hardline, as hardline as you can. Give her something to react against. Stoke the confrontation. At such a time, your men will be called upon to make nine lives pure again. So prepare yourself. So Su-Wu replies that, Papa, I need you to know that while I will die for you many times over and serve you in the afterlife, we have not the numbers. We've been corrupted by credits and vice and this reputation system. If there is reputation beyond who is strongest, it sickens me. We will do our best. At which point Lego says, I ignore, Papa takes care of all. Mm-hmm. And that is all you need to know. There will come a reckoning in Midway. I have prepared all.
Did you say all?
All.
All.
At which point Lego is. So you can't, do you have like a religion? Any kind of skills of that nature? Your muse can make research rolls to try and correlate things. Mimetic,
social engineering. They at least have social engineering.
I'll let your muse make correlation rolls. I won't tell you what it means, but...
Muse roll. 54.
Is that a success? Oh.
54 is not a success. Your muse has research at 40. All right. So there's that. Back on the outside. Make your free fall checks.
I did. I already did.
We did.
16
out of
20.
16
out of
20.
That's all
right. All right. I will roll for the Taurus's movement.
No.
All right. You land.
Yeah.
You're desperately trying to get Errol to jump for you and, like, hurry up and start. But the Taurus is moving fast, and you're holding on. Errol arrives when the Taurus is about midway through. So, Errol, you don't have as much time to hack as you normally do, because its roll of 27 beat your roll. So, as such, you're going to have to brute force to get it open. That means when you go in, you better go in hard before whoever's inside opens the door and says, "Hey, guards, someone's breaking in," because it's going to be very apparent that someone's breaking in. However, you do know, thanks to Timoti, that it's a secure system. So it's not hooked to the wireless. So it's not going to send out an alarm anywhere but in the Taurus itself. But you're pretty much giving up stealth once that door is open. And it's going to be a race to who can stop them first.
Okay.
All right. Cover me the second this door pops
open. Yeah. No, I got the...
So brute force hack, you have plus 30 if you're going to get it done in time.
That is an 11.
You're up against the slave security monitor, which I have.
Oh, it's a critical.
Oh, you critted?
It's 11.
Oh, mm-hmm. I didn't hear that. They'll roll anyway. You stomp the shit out of them. So in remarkable time, the inner door pops open. You get inside. It cycles.
Yeah.
Other door opens. And the Drew is gone. So with that, the Allegra meeting is done. They are in the midst of this. The next thing that happens is that... What's your character's name again, Mary?
Lucas.
Lucas, you're going to do something for me.
That depends on what you need me to do.
Anything.
The correct answer is yes. Yes, ma'am. Whatever.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah. Space... fascist mercenary.
You got the credit to do it.
Yeah. So
that's yes, she that's does. That is literally your thing.
So she says, "I need to make sure that Bertrand has not lost his nerve."
Is that the petrol guy?
Yes.
Yeah.
I need you to go. Keep your thing. Keep everything holstered. And I need you to politely tell him I will be there as scheduled and that he needs to calm down.
Can he check? That was a big old fail. So
it's fine.
It's good fun. She's going to murder the shit out of him.
Or it could be a setup that she's trying to kill you and she's on to you guys. Whatever.
So
we're tack netted.
So...
we'll be fine.
Yeah, you're outside where you can't help.
You're the one who spent that moxie, Aaron. You're going to need that.
So she sends you a mission. You need to go make peace with Bertrand and tell him to calm down. As the, yet again, bloodbath in the zero-G dock set everyone on edge.
Weird. So that was our point. That was the whole point. Yeah, so.
You wonder where you got.
So.
Well, it's not yet. We're still in the hours before war.
Fine. After I do so, do you want me to come back to the front lines?
Yes. Very quickly. You will need to go to the meeting. Oh, and your friend showed up. It's good to see him there. Go with your friend Lucas here. He's going to go make peace with young Bertrand.
God, music check. Music check.
30 out of...
75.
Mm.
She wants you to go make sure Bertrand's not freaking out. She doesn't think he has the will for this.
Okay.
See,
you're
just fine.
Before you go, give us a full XP of that meeting with Suwoo you were just at.
Ooh.
We want a firefight.
I know.
That's the entire point. You Jimbo it up.
Yeah.
Go for it.
All right, you give it to her. She's going to monitor it. You guys go.
Yeah.
So,
I'm going to have to take off. So I'm going to... pass it off to him.
Okay.
And I'll be back.
Mm-mm. Oh, for a little bit?
I don't know.
Okay. All right.
I'll be as quick as I can.
You have you played Eclipse Phase before?
In a long time.
Okay, but you have played it before.
Yeah.
Okay. And
all right, your character now has DID.
Yeah.
So I just like this is insane.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
They don't really prepare you for Jedi mastery in the RPPR school. One character, four people.
We could pioneer a new field: tag team roleplay. Oh God, a puzzle! Quick, tag me, Bill.
It's like Hell Camp. Like, for GMs, it's like, all right, you're going to make this decision. We're going to split halfway through because someone's going to randomly leave. Then you're going to have to remember exactly what was going on for a month and a half. Then two other people are going to play one of the characters previously. It's like nightmare level difficulty.
Oh, it's fun.
You'll be fine.
I wouldn't have wished upon my worst day.
Yeah. Dude, okay. Yes, the tabletop trip. Yeah, I have two players play the same thing. Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay. So we'll come back to that. I'll give... what was your name again?
Michael.
We'll give Michael some time to familiarize himself with this character sheet. So you hack the door open. The interior is lined in shag carpet and gold. Think like early Earth dictator colors. It is ridiculously audacious. Yet at the same time, it is just festooned with like these dark, sickening fetish constructions and like sick art sculptures. You go, you're in the habitat, the centrifugal force puts you down on the floor, which is where your airlock is basically at. It's to the side. You go to the floor, you go peeling and running through it as fast as you can. There's no one inside, it's just gaudy, ostentatious couches as if you like, you can entertain guests, but you can sell this place, it's like not touched.
Yeah.
You eventually arrive. You see a man sitting in a chair, very still. He doesn't appear to be moving at all.
Where's the terminal we need to access?
It's in front of him.
It's in front of him. Of course it's in front of him. Is it Nazon?
You don't know. You're from behind. He has not moved or stirred. You have guns pointed to him. You don't see anyone coming. The mesh alert is going off, but no one is answering it.
Okay. Let's see here. I'll move him out of the way. Let's try not to kill him just in case. I'll sneak up on him and, with one hand out to eel wear him, or move the chair out of the way so he can, access the terminal. So
this guy is freaky fast.
Yeah, well, I have speed. Actually, I'll take a dose of murder, so I'll be at speed 3 beforehand. I've got 3 doses of murder, so I'll take a dose of murder first.
All right. You take a dose of murder, that's fine. But the thing is, like, at this point, you've made the check.
Yeah.
So you know that this guy is the Baron of Paradise, the Butcher of Souls, most feared among systems. The guy you don't want to piss off, the devil made flesh. So give me a willpower check because if he's got a big rep to follow.
62 out of 75.
All right, you manage it. You take a deep breath through your vac suit. You pull him around. You see a man in a decadently aged splicer morph of older African American descent. He is dressed. He has a straw hat around his head in this sort of ridiculous affectation.
Yeah.
He's appearing to try to appear as Papa Legba, the Christ-like figure of Voodoon.
Yeah.
It is ostentatious beyond belief. He is drooling, and he has messed himself. And he appears to have been sitting in it quite some time.
Okay. I'll cover him. You fucking hack. So I move him out of the way, or is it the chair on rollers or whatever?
You can easily move him out of the way. Yeah. He doesn't do anything. He doesn't focus eyes on you. His eyes flash randomly.
Yeah.
He seems to mouth things to himself.
All right.
You can roll biosculpting.
39 out of 60. Yeah. Yeah, 39 success.
43 out of 50.
All right, this is a monitor system. It is encryption, but because you have the hard link, you can make a check at all. So you're doing it. It is got a success as well, but you have a higher success. Supposed to succeed your spotted status, so you have a negative 10 for your next action. So in terms of actions, you can look at your mesh nodes there. This is Nazon's quarters. So you access Nazon's quarters, you bypass the orbital defenses.
Yeah.
So from there, you can turn off the orbital defenses.
Yeah.
That's a check. which is great, because then the ultimates just get to roll in when they want to.
Yeah.
Or you can access the security on Nana Beluku.
We need to do both, but we need Nana Beluko first.
Yes.
Because that's our mission.
Did you make your bioscope check?
Yeah.
So as he's hacking, you notice that this morph, while aged to look kind of ostentatious and fit this free faith,
yeah.
Has really remarkably hidden puppet sock.
Yeah.
It also has a very oddly modified pod brain, which is likely for the ascension forking he did.
Yeah.
You also notice that it's got its own nano swarm embedded, but it's a cleaner swarm to take care of it. You also notice that there are AI all around it to feed it. So basically what you can guess happened is that Nazon bought into his own shit. He bought into this Lapria faith that he was the deity of this dark god religion and started cutting people's brains out and reintegrating it. But he was also smart enough to think that maybe that's not a good idea for running the business. So Allegua is Nazon. And she runs her old body as sniper bait, basically. Yeah. Everyone thinks that she's just some dumb slave, but she is actually the power behind her throne. When Nazon does take action, it's Allegua puppeting him.
Yeah.
And that's why the guy in Somedy referred to Allegua as Papa.
Papa Legba is considered the brother deity of traditional voodoo. There's also West African voodoo, which adds a sister deity, and the sister deity's death aspect, which is like a sister of a sister, is a Allegua. So they're brothers and sisters, but they are the same. So Nazon, he kind of bought into his own shit, but he wasn't dumb enough to go whole hog. So he is kind of the of two minds of nine lives himself. He is the completely crazed side, but Allegua is the all business, let's make some money off selling people's souls side. They're of two minds about pretty much everything. So, you discovered that, you made your hack, so,
33.
There's that.
On the,
or Nana Beluku, the security, so we can get in.
All right, 33, that's a crit. That's great. So what you've done is you have shut down, the robotic security. So that's one third of the security gone. You also have Nazon. You just need some sort of DNA from his specific morph. So if you take a fingernail clipping and do the scan, you should be fine. The last thing you're missing is the key from Allegua, which you don't know what it is yet. And you've got to get that off of her in order to have all three.
I'm really tempted to say this skull, because that's the fucking obvious clue point. But like,
Well, she's got all sorts of jewelry all over her,
right.
Things of that nature. You do what? Have a lot of information now. You are tech head, right?
Yeah.
So are you giving all this information to them?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Does anybody else have Old Earth history? Or history, or religions, or criminal groups, or...
Criminal groups.
Criminal groups would work?
Yes. 67 out of 70.
All right. You're going through in speed, since this guy's not doing much.
Yeah.
And you're just holding a gun on him.
I'm going to take a DNA sample and put it on my person, give David a DNA sample. So we both have a DNA sample.
You can get all sorts of stuff. He wets himself and poops himself all the time. You can get some for the cleaning.
Yeah.
Apparently, Allegua isn't keen on being a good nursemaid. So you do that. You've got the DNAs. What you realize is that Allegua mentioned that it was old school, like when they did the rite on Paradise. Paradise is the now beautiful habitat for the ultra-rich and Earth habitat, but after the fall, it was the largest refugee camp of abandoned persons. Nazon rose up from Paradise to take control of all the ego traffickers, pretending to be nine lives before he made the story a real game.
Right.
That means that Allegua is Nazon, and Nazon was known at the time in Paradise to have his gang. Initially, was represented by the Raven. With your muse and stuff like that, you see that of the Lapria jewelry that is decorates a leg with synthmorph, there is a raven skull.
Okay, so it's a raven skull. It would be. That would be the plot one.
Yeah.
All right, so we know we have the three, so we just have to get that from a leg well. And then we end. So go and make one more hacking check so we can disable the orbital defenses.
You've left to go with Lucas. She is on her way back, though. So at this point, if you make another hacking check, you need to do it on the quick.
Yeah.
Done and done.
All right.
44.
44. All right, that's good. I'm going to roll twice. I'm going to roll her free fall, and I'm going to roll the actual thing. So the actual hacking, probably not going to make it. 25, crit beats it easily. Yep. You're covert. Your status goes up. You've turned off the orbitals.
So we're calling in the ultimates at this point, I guess.
Yes, they can now dock without being blown apart since you've already co-op.
Oh, they're already waiting, so we can call them in.
Whenever you need to. Yeah. And basically, they can do a hot entry. You could just blow an airlock. They can zip in, reverse thruster, and
hooray!
It'll be get to the chopper.
Yeah.
So there's that. I'm going to roll her free fall.
Well, with the orbital defenses off, we could just open the airlock, and I could just fly David out. Like, just fuck it. We don't have to worry about being blown up by being too far away from the station.
Yeah. That's possible, too. So, 45.
Wait, we need to kill her.
She doesn't make it. She had a higher success, but you had a crit. So, you leave. You don't leave a trace because you had admin status.
Yeah.
You can go back out the Taurus habitat door you went in. You can, the mess will shut down.
Yeah.
And you go floating back. You guys are with Bertrand. Mm-hmm. You go to Uptown. it's a bit odd to see these, you know, otherwise dapper criminals in suits, armed to the teeth and looking to kill you. but they are, they do tell you to drop all of your weapons and float them towards them. They're very on edge. So they are telling you to do it now or die.
Well, then, I guess that's simple, you know.
That's a simple question. Well, show us if you're split up.
How afraid are they versus... Well,
there's more of them than you two. And you spit that moxie, so they'll win.
There are still more of them than you. That is very true. You could get away if you started a firefight, but then you have made sure that everyone saw you work with Lam Kong Dao.
Yeah.
So that would be the exact opposite of what she told you to do.
Yeah.
Which is fine, but... The war is going to start a little early.
Yeah. So, I'll go ahead and take the one kinetic pistol I have and load it along the way.
Okay. Oh, by the way, I meant to ask, if she's coming back, do you guys want to stay and try and steal the Raven? And hide yourselves? Or do you want to get out?
Steal
Since you've got recruited it. Remember that her personal quarters are shielded, because she doesn't like people spying and realizing that she's got...
Yeah, but if we kill her, like, that would be... Pretty hard to...
And also, it would be a two-on-two fight, because she would probably activate a... What's his name?
Well, he's probably... He's an old Spice Morph. He's probably no condition to fight. I looked at him. He's really in no condition to fight, even if he was Puppets. Mm-hmm. Puppets, like, right. No, fuck it. Yeah, well, David will go along by himself. I'll stay behind. So that way, even if I fuck up, then... David has the DNA, and then they can get the Raven later. So
you can try. Is she in a synth morph?
Yeah,
stuff like
or
that.
She's in a pod morph, right?
She's in a synth morph.
She's in a full synth morph.
Yeah, I'll stay behind.
You also realize that like the ridiculous level of like discipline it would take to live in a shitty synth morph for 10 years just to fool people. Like,
yeah,
she's a skewed all flesh just to fuck with people.
Like, yeah,
She's very serious about her business, or he is, whatever his identity is.
Yeah.
Kind of a weird Victor Victoria situation going on
here. Yeah,
kind of,
yeah. So he's not really cross-sleeved because he's in a...
No, like, we need to make sure that one DNA sample gets to the rest of the group.
Yeah.
So, if I fail to get the Raven Skull, I can either try to escape, because I have covert status, thanks to you. I can just pop the airlock.
All right, so you go see Bertrand?
Mm-hmm. Otherwise,
we'll make her
if I die, then you can go and get the Raven Skull later. So.
Okay.
What's going on?
So... No, that's like nothing in Torrid, I can completely assure you.
Why are you here? What the hell was that in the dock?
Oh, you mean that unfortunate scuffle?
Fracas. I believe this was upgraded to a fracas.
You're not there.
That's the whole plan. That was the whole plan. He's dead. He's slagged. I saw that Ghost Rider. It's nothing but paste. I rebranded it. It's over. Nezan has to know now. We're all going to get... We have to get off station. That's the only way. Like... We're going to detach the Tin Gabs. We can bribe somebody, and somebody will come pick us up.
He thinks the plan is up because the ego's
gone. Yeah, the ego, since he's gone. So, and I was trying to get her name again. Sorry, I forgot that for a second.
Lam Kong Dong.
Lam Kong Dong. So, everything's going to be fine. Lam Kong Dong needs you to remain calm.
How is it going to be fine? How is it going to be fine? The whole plan is up in smoke.
So, she has an alternative method. She will soon be assuming the throne.
alternative method is Nazan's method. Fucking kill everyone and pop their stack. I don't want to be part of that anymore. I did it in Paradise because I didn't want to be killed by the crazy bastard. But I now have a job. I work for a hypercorp. We could be making millions off these assholes. But we instead kill people and rape them and steal their families just like the old days. I don't want to do that anymore. I'm out.
And do you think they're going, if you decide to bail on Leng Gongdong at this moment, she's going to let you walk away from all of this?
Leng Gongdong's going to...
the stack.
I know.
Tell him that.
Yeah.
So, besides... I'm building up the suspense, David.
Don't build up the suspense.
Besides, if you... That's like, well, calm down for a second. She has the card in play that you were so worried about.
Don't be obtuse. Everyone knows everything.
She has the stack.
All right, roll persuasion. You're not lying, but you took a while. He needs to buy that you're not.
52 out of 80.
All right, you beat it. He's like, all right. So what's the next move then?
So she is planning on taking the old man out. Any of your forces need to be behind her. Do you understand? She will make the power play with the stack, but if you are not behind, if you do not back her up, this is all for naught.
All right, we'll do the meeting.
Okay, you are coming in as...
You better be there, and it's going to be in Uptown.
You will see me.
All right.
Thank you. So can I have my gun back?
Yeah, he lets you. He floats it to you when you're out of Uptown.
Thank you.
2 miles
away!
All right, so you've got some time. The next thing on the list is meeting with Uptown, but you are encountering him in Zombie, and he is not with Esteban. So Esteban, make an infiltration check to hide.
Okay. 81 out of 85.
All right, you are the knight.
Yeah. I have a chameleon cloak, huh?
Woohoo. So Allegra comes in. Bezius, trying to get her all her skills.
Perception of -10, I'm pretty sure.
Alright, so she rolls, she's in. She's looking at Azan, she shakes her head, she releases his cleaner's forms. He's still just kind of lolling there. She presses a button disinterestedly. And it starts, like, basically force-feeding him.
Right.
It's rather disgusting. You've never seen the elderly.
My character is 60 years old, so I probably have.
Well, I mean, it's been a long time.
Oh, yeah, no, it's been
elderly
a long time.
Was kind of cured,
yeah.
Well, 60 years ago.
No, it was weird. It's weird.
It's very disconcerting. She goes to a AR display. She starts reviewing, again, footage of the firefight.
Yeah.
Things of that nature. She apparently is very smart with the middle speed and very jacked up.
Yeah.
So make a perception check.
24, yeah.
She is scanning the firefight. She's scanning all sorts of tunnels in the Rada.
Yeah.
You see another tunnel that has very quickly two sentry drones and what looks like a tank. You haven't seen that place before, but that's roughly like the tunnel where you saw Vink Nana Baluku's at.
Right. It's listed on there. It's a tank. Yeah.
Yeah. You also see that there is. she goes back to the body bank a lot. She's like looking at Psycho Pump a lot, and she's running through morphs quite a bit.
Are people being sleeved in the body?
Not bag? Yet, but you have body sculpting. Yeah, body sculpting again.
16, yeah.
She is focusing specifically on specific morphs. Quite frankly, gladiator morphs, jacked up Furies with Neurochem 3, cyber claws installed with various.
I guess he's getting that loaded up with all morphs.
So. Yes. So you realize this is the plan. Dong never intended to take over the place, but Nazan is so insane with jealousy that when Dong made a score that could make 9 lives, not just the biggest criminal, but the greatest criminal enterprise ever, Nazan got too jealous and started floating rumors that Dong was making a play for the throne.
Right.
She did this so Dong would actually do it. Nazan could cut her off and then secure his power as being unkillable and forever the god of nine lives.
Yeah.
So both sides are playing against the middle.
Yeah.
You don't quite, you know that Lam Kong Dong's plan is to have a better plan at the Nan Chan that can't be resisted. And when Nazan does resist, she makes a play with majority on her side. Nazan's plan is that she's got the Getty in her pocket because they're insane. And she's going to further add that by having crazy, awe-infected zombie zealots come rushing in the middle of the debate.
Yeah.
You don't, squad tactics?
It's going to be a bloodbath. Yeah, 33.
You honestly don't know who's going to win. Dong's playing her side pretty well. She is going to convince a lot of people in the Rada who are normally very religious to go to her side because there's a lot of profit in a zero-day hack. They're going to own the souls of, like, every celebrity in the system, not to mention a bunch of CEOs. But at the same time...
CEOs have no
never underestimate crazy.
No one likes to die except for people infected with awe. Like, it's going to be total asymmetrical warfare. You're not sure who's coming out on top on this.
Yeah.
Unless you tip the scales. So there's that. Now, how do you want to do this? Do you want to wait for it to go underneath you and try, where are you at? Are you up on the ceiling gripping something?
Yeah,
you can do that. So do you want to try and snatch it as she goes by and just kind of wait for her to walk underneath you in the Taurus?
I saw, what's the easiest angle to get it at it from? Is it above her or is it below her?
It would likely be above her.
Okay.
That's why the danger is her seeing the string strip over her head.
Yeah.
So if there's something like that.
I have cyber claws. I could cut it out.
You could cut it and make it fall. That would be the best way.
Okay.
Make it cut, have it fall to the floor.
Yeah.
And then
shag carpeting, it won't make a sound.
And then hope she doesn't notice as it went back.
Well, cut it, then drop down, grab it, then then wait for her to leave.
Then wait
for all right, so that's what I'll do. All
right, now this is an infiltration check at minus 30.
Okay.
Because that's very hard to do.
This is going
to...
All right. Foxy. Make it.
What'd you get?
19.
Beats her out 8.
Yeah.
It falls to the ground. As you're going to go, you see that she succeeded, though.
Yeah.
So she sees it fall to the ground. She doesn't see that you cut it.
Yeah.
Just comes loose from her knowledge.
Give me a Wilson.
Wait, why did she get to see that?
Give me a Wilson.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, 8.
All right, you cut it. She sees that it falls.
Yeah.
She bends. You stop.
Yeah.
In a frozen moment right above her.
Yeah.
She sees it's on the ground. She picks it up. She lays it on the table and keeps walking by. So...
Yeah.
You are, freaking out, because that's not cool.
Yeah.
But with that, you can leave. As she's headed in a different direction, you can pop the door.
Okay, I'll do that.
All right, so you arrive just in time for the meeting with Theo.
Okay.
Did you grab the skull?
Yeah.
Okay.
Lang Kong Dong wants all of you there.
Yeah.
So you arrive. So you're with Theo. And... They get there. So what you've done is that you've popped up and you go to uptown. Yet again, very armed, but Lam Kong Dong comes in. You are allowed to remain armed this time, but Lam Kong Dong comes completely unarmed, which is very uncharacteristic for her, considering how dangerous this is to move about the habitat now. And they go into a Faraday cage, basically, with you. At which point they have a little discussion. So I've got
notes. Who is she discussing with?
With Bertrand Theo, the head of the Petro.
Okay.
And just him? Or are we?
He is armed. You are there as guards, as he's come to trust you as guards with your deception check and calming him down.
So we have all the parts in play now. So. Yeah.
We hope.
No, we have the three parts to open
We've
the door.
We've got two of the three pieces of the key.
No, we have
and
three.
The third is broken.
Yeah, that's right.
Third is thoroughly broken, so we've got all we need.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need the core, you need the encryption to turn off the security bots.
We did that.
Yeah, no, I'm just recapping. You need the key and you need the DNA.
Yeah.
So there's that. So they meet. Here's how it works. So They have a conversation. Basically, what's going on is that you know that Timoti said this. When Theo got sleeved into the organization from where he was originally working back to Legba for the meeting, Lam Kong Dong at that time already knew that she had to make a play for Nezange because she was going to die either way because the rumors were too bad. At which point she got Theo on her side by saying that if she takes control, she's going to take the organization in a more sane route. They're going to be more hypocore backroom MFUG dealers that will scrub and sell them to legitimate parties rather than let's all work at the snuff brothel. So that's what Theo's been wanting all along with his entire niche on, and she's going to swing the Rata to a more liberal stance, actually, because the conservative stance is kill everything and take it stack. Theo agrees. He's a little worried about that kind of stuff, but she does prove that she has Morgan Sterling's ego. So here's what Theo's doing. When you saw him looking at footage, he's been monitoring Extropia and moles on there to ensure that Morgan Sterling is still on station. Morgan Sterling's still on station, and he has also been reversing the Bifrost so that they can very quickly, once they get access to it, install a zero-day hack and do it very stealthily. And that's the basic plan. So they basically agree on it. So what Lam Kong Dong says is, Bertrand, what I need you to do is I need you to take a hard-line stance. I need you to go as hard as you can into the side of don't use awe, it's too dangerous, nothing like that. Force those Getty into a reaction. And in which case, we will outnumber them. And they won't see us going together because I'm going to go for a middle ground and you've gone too hardline. And then we can flank them and get it from both directions.
If I may interject.
No, no, no! No!
Sorry. We're guards. Sorry.
Are you interjecting or not?
Oh. Ask if I may interject.
Raven's Skull.
Laser stares. They're not happy about you interjecting.
A brief check of the mesh shows that the body bank is currently producing a large number of gladiator morphs, possibly infected with this awe thing. It's entirely possible that the numerical advantage that you have is not going to be as great as you think. Is there anything else you have that might count as a force multiplier?
Okay, so you realize what you're doing here, right?
Yeah.
You're tipping the scale. Like I just wanted to be clear, you know.
Yeah. All
right. They're like, really? We're going to check into that. So they're going to check into that. Like they are going to look into the gladiators.
Yeah.
So at this point, all things given, they're going to win. Like because they're going to try and stop that at its base. So that's what you've done. So there's only two things left. You've got a few hours. Everyone's still geared up for the debate. There is going to be, they say that awe takes roughly 4 hours to process a group of egos. It can multi-process, but it accelerates that, so it's not really 4 hours. It's like times 60 that. But it does all of that psychosurgery in that space of time. They feed it a big group of egos, and then they get more awe egos. The last batch is scheduled to go in from there. You also know that Allegro is the only one who takes the egos in. So that is scheduled in 1 hour, 16 minutes. You can go before then so that Allegro doesn't realize that the Raven's missing.
Yeah.
Or you can try and go and get them inside before they cause a fuss when they go to put the egos in. But whoever is inside is locked in with awe for those hours of processing. Because it is scheduled. That's the only way it works. It's a scheduled meeting. It's locked up tight, and then you get to leave 4 hours later. So whoever's in there is in there with awe for 4 hours. Then the door opens, and you can leave around the time the debate starts. So do you want to go early and try and beat it before Allegra and Nezon show up?
Yes, we do.
Do you want to try and get Allegra and Nezon locked inside with you and keep them from the debate?
No, we want them there in the debate. Yeah. We want them to die.
Okay.
Well,
here's the thing. Like, if they don't, if they go in,
yeah.
If they go and they don't have the Raven,
yeah.
So that's the thing. So you'd have to give the Raven back.
Yeah, without them knowing it.
So that would be...
Which would be pretty impressive, because then they would open the door so the person inside could escape.
Yeah.
Otherwise, that person would be locked in there until Nine Lives came to kill them. That would be the ballsy plan. But that would require you to move really fast, because you've got 6 hours and you need four.
For the president's thing. Well, I
suggest we go in early.
Yeah. If we go in early...
Drew, are you playing your character again?
Huh? Yeah.
Okay.
Do we then have...
The relief player's out.
Do we then have six hours to play the rest of the scenario then?
The way it works is that in time things, one day plus six, plus one day, 16 hours. The last batch of egos goes in.
That's when we would
at go. Plus 2 days. At plus one day, 20 hours. Then the debate starts. So you've got that. If you go in now, Rao, you just met with Theo, so it's plus one day, 12 hours. So you've got a little bit of time. But
no, my question is, do they need the Raven? Do we know if they need the Raven inside, or do they just need it to get in?
You can only be let in or out from the outside.
Well, yeah, but if we get...
When the next 4 hours rolls over, do we need the Raven Skull?
You're inside, no. Someone outside needs the Raven Skull to let you out.
Okay.
Yeah.
But so we've got the time
to
plant the Raven back.
Because
she doesn't have it on her.
No.
We don't need to plant it back on her. You just need to get it back to the room.
Yeah.
The room.
As a matter of fact, put it in the room on that table.
Yeah, well, yeah, obviously.
Yeah, so that would be the stealthiest way to do it. She doesn't realize that she's been co-opted at all.
Yeah.
She opens the door to find a firewall agent and all of her security shut down.
Yeah.
You end her and get off before the debate even starts.
Okay.
That would be the stealthiest way to do it. Another way to do it is to wait for the debate to go into a total shit show, then get back and let the person out. Another way to do it would be to... but that's going to cause problem with Lamcon Dong that you're now stealing her bank neck roll, not Nazan's.
Yeah.
And you could try and...
I think grabbing it first is the best.
If you hack Psychopomp and the Farcaster, you could cause a full-blown jailbreak of Infugees by Farcasting them everywhere. That would cause a big distraction. It's whatever you guys want to do.
Let's go with the... Alright, we'll go with the stealthiest route.
That seems like the best option. So by the end, that would give us the cover of the meeting to get the hell out.
It'll also give the person in there time
to put it on a portable server.
Yeah.
Alright.
What would be required to put it on a portable server? Okay, but it's not... infiltration and whatnot?
Do you have that as your actual equipment?
Actually, I thought I did. Miniature radio farcaster, portable QE.
They're in alphabetical order, I think, so probably not. They're like 10 or 20 credits.
You can ask Timothy for one.
Yeah, I do that. And then tell them our timeline of extraction and whatnot. So, and also the scientists, like, be at the docks.
Have you blown his cover or not?
No. Just covertly.
All right, Timothy, stand behind them.
Okay, well, give a warning. It's going to be a bloodbath.
He wants to know what side to land on. That's the thing. Like, if Timothy lands on the right side,
yeah, he'll be fine.
It won't just be fine. Firewall will have even deeper ties.
We've already tipped it in favor. It's we've tipped it in favor of Lamcon Dong.
How do I end up on the how do I endear myself?
She's a corporatist. She wants to sell Infugees to Hypercorps.
You work in the body bank, do you not?
Yes.
Volunteer to gimmick those gladiator morphs that are coming off. Give her a nice, easy edge.
All right.
Yeah.
So that's what Timothy's going to do. Timothy's going to try and steer things towards Lamcon Dong.
Yeah.
So.
And tell the scientists, too. Like, you know.
Rigazawachi will be waiting in Zombie.
With bells on.
Yeah, with bells on. And you better take her ass or so much for the stealth.
Yeah.
She's going to tell everybody this was Fireball.
Yeah.
As she gets tortured to death.
Yeah, yeah.
Over and over and over again. All right, that's what you're doing. You're moving as fast. You've got this server. You're running out of time. It took you like a half hour.
Yeah.
You're moving around. So Timothy's doing his thing.
I do have murder, so I am middle speed, so I'm fucking
working his angle.
And Nurakim.
You go down Nanabaluku. It's a series of what seems to be disused corridors. It's very tight spaces, very left over from the mining. You have to, like, skimmy yourself in. But then it circles out. Nobody appears to live down here. And then you run into what is just a full-blown tank. It is a dwarf mining bot that mined out a coal bubble in the center of the asteroid. And it's been
two Barata Nikto.
It's been equipped with plasma cannons, and there are two Roto Sentry copters. They all bear down on you, but you have the DNA, you have the skull, and you had access to secure servers, so you rescheduled the timeline.
Fuck you.
So yeah. You bumped the timeline forward to meet you there. They shut down. So you could try and mess with those, but those are really hard infosec
checks. No, we
see they're just not going to shoot you. If something goes wrong, they're going to shoot something.
Right.
They're still active. They're just think they're
getting out harder.
They just think, who goes inside and waits for 4 hours with awe?
Yeah.
I will.
What's your...
What's the check to put it on the... Is there even a check to put it on a perp?
You don't know. You don't know what it is. It's... scary. The extent of your knowledge.
Well, you're the only, like, I've got tech.
I've got InfoSec and Infiltration.
Does anybody have programming? Have programming? That's the only other skill I could think. No, we're not techies.
No.
I've got a bit of programming, not a lot.
All right.
Okay.
We can loan you Moxie. All
right. I'm just reading this real quick.
If he can't put it on the portable server, you can, you know, slag it. You've got a gun.
And then take out your own stack because they're gonna fucking kill you.
We're gonna jump Nazon. Wait, shouldn't we all be waiting in there so we can guarantee to kill Nazon? Or
Behind.
Yeah.
And okay. If they're all waiting in there, there's nobody to take the skull back.
Oh yeah.
All right, or to
and then they can't
the
even.
All right. Yeah. You stay inside, but the rest of us will stay outside.
Okay.
So. All right. So you go inside. Mm-hmm. All right. Or so we're gonna do scenes again. You have to infiltrate basically the same way you did last time.
Yeah.
At least tax, so you've got the password. But that's your job. And you're inside. So you go inside. The reactor is pretty massive. It's largely automated. And you see that crammed into a corner, basically on a part of, a 360 degree because there's no gravity. You see one of the Guani servers has been roughly jammed in there and plugged in with the bare minimum of power requirements. It has no wireless access whatsoever. There are hard inputs for cortical stacks. And the only way, there's not even a keyboard on it. You would have to just res into it to talk to what's on there. Or you would have to rig up some way to have manual input with it.
Could we plug in an Ecto to it?
You could try and plug in an Ecto to it.
That I've got.
All right. So do you have a hardware, electronics, hardware, anything? Interfacing? Interfacing would be perfect. So make an interfacing check.
62 out of 60. So no.
Well, he has his Muse out with him. That's plus 10.
You have time. So that's fine. Yeah. So it's going to take you a while to figure it out.
Yeah.
So you're going to have less time to decide what to do once you do that.
Yeah.
So you are making a... infiltration check to get to the airlock again without being seen. All
right. Let's see here. Let's see, Moxie Nut. 58.
All right, that makes it. You're outside again. You're making a free fall check to get across the base, all spider-like.
Yep. Yeah.
Done.
Make that.
All right. Done. As you're outside, you're getting pings on the mesh from the Ultimate Mercenaries.
Tell them, give them the timeline if they're able to receive me. Yeah.
What should we expect for extraction, sir?
Everything. Like, there's gonna be a war in here pretty shortly, so we're not gonna be at the heart of the firefight, but there will be chaos. There will be two friendly. There will be one friendly. I'll give her the scientists aside from us. Make sure she gets picked up.
Okay.
I'll give them a brief mental speed equivalent of like, hey, these are these guys.
Should we cycle the airlock and come in slow? Should we try and get in with docking procedures, or should we come in hot?
Come in hot. Orbital defenses are down.
All right. I will ping you At T-minus 5 seconds before entry. So basically, since you've given him codes of the airlock, here's what he's going to do.
Yeah.
You need to grab onto something.
Yeah.
He's going to blow all four of them.
Yeah.
He's going to jam in there as hard as he can, fire retroactive thrusters.
Yeah.
Slow down enough to turn around.
Yeah.
You're going to hop your happy ass on the fighter
and
hope you get out of there before they get the orbits back up.
All right, I'm sending a warning to the scientists, too.
Yeah.
Like,
so that's our extraction.
You extract yourself to something, have a vac suit on, and get your happy ass in there.
Yeah.
Because they're going to stay and fight if you don't get in there fast enough. And
yeah.
That's going to slow things down.
Yeah.
So. Okay.
Free fall check. You made that. You're at the door. Make another free fall check to dump to it.
I got another moxie to flip it. 79.
Okay. So you open the door. You're back inside.
Yeah.
You're crawling about.
Yeah.
And you'll get there. And you see that there are a shit ton of people inside on the other side of the doors that you hear.
Yeah.
So we'll cut back to that. all right. So David. You've finally rigged an Ecto up into a basic keyboard. There's a long, nonsensical string of code that you can't even make sense of. And it appears to quickly shut off. And what pops up next is, what is your next task?
Get on this portable server.
Yeah.
C prompt.
yeah. Get on this portable server and
jump ship. Don't ask questions.
Delete.
Well,
erase.
Yeah,
yourself.
I was going to say yeah. Copy to portable server. Erase original.
Authenticate. Who are you? Input unrecognized. As yourself.
Cognate.
All right. Do you have? Do you have anything like AI or any kind of advanced technology or any psychosurgery skills?
I don't believe I do.
You have programming.
I've got persuasion.
Nope.
I thought you said you had programming.
This is a technical skill. It's weird.
Well, programming?
Yeah, I'll give you programming.
48 out of 50.
You imagine that it's just been fed egos, like that big long of code, was it just trying to brain hack the shit out of it, realizing that there was nothing there to work with, and now it's asking what's up. This is probably the first time anyone has tried to talk to it. That's all you know. So it's ask who you are, and what your task is.
Admin.
Actually,
hello world.
I am a friend.
You don't understand.
Super user.
You seek the definition of friend.
Man.
IDDQD.
I'll let you do a cog times three roll.
You do understand. You are speaking to your friend. Your friend is you.
We're going on a musical trip. A long and happy journey.
58 out of 60 on the cog.
You are conflicted. You are confused. You know who your friends are. You are not your own friend. So with your cog check, you realize that the way that they've basically done this is they took the main CDA AGI, Augustine, they gamma forked it before they even instantiated it, and they just jacked it with as much psychosurgical tool as they could. And what they did is they cut off its sense of self. When it asks, what do you want to do? It's asking what it wants to do. When it asks where you want to go, who you are, asking what you are. It has some very hard programmed personality roles to fulfill, but besides that, it has no sense of self or agency. Anyone who meets those parameters can tell it what to do because it essentially, you become it. It has no sense of will. Like, if you said, if I asked you where your body is located and you pointed at your head, right? This would be like pointing at your fingernail. This is David. Like, it's disassociated. Or you would point at Ross in this case. That's David. Like, whatever Ross says is what David does. Like, it's divorced.
There's dogs and they're playing poker.
Yeah, it's divorced from its sense of self. So it is confused because it knows who its friends are. That's one of the hardwired personality codes. You haven't identified as that.
I want to go on the portable server.
You're a new bar.
You are your own friend.
I want to go on the portable server.
You want to go on the portable server.
I want to go on the portable server.
All right.
Your friend Nazan really wants you to go on the portable server.
Nazan Executive?
Yep.
Executive Nazan? Of Cognite Corporation, LCC?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, you realize that's all they had to do. They had to say they remembered the Cognite. It was never meant to be off of
great security Microsoft.
It was never meant to be outside of a secure server. It was never meant to be outside to be on a station that's supposed to exist. You don't even know what Thought is.
It was just beta testing.
It was not supposed to be on the mesh. It was supposed to be exclusive rights to Cognite employees, and it wouldn't be usable. You just have to say you're a Cognite. So Nazan is an executive Cognite. Alright, so you realize this. So here's what your choice is. You can order it on the server. You can ask things about what it was supposed to do. You know that it's mistakenly thinking everyone is Cognite, and that the second you tell it that, it's going to start asking some serious writable questions about itself. You could do that and try and jumpstart it into its no longer being useful as a psychosurgical destroyer. If you could convince it has a sense of self, you could just download it or you could just destroy it. So I'll let you decide that. You are inside. Make an infiltration check.
Yeah, 64.
All right. I'm going to roll twice because there's two guys in there looking for you. 66. Let's check that. Yuck.
Can I upgrade mine to a critical?
What do you get?
64. Or is that a failure?
No, I will give it to the attacker in this case. So, yes, you should really update that to a critical.
All right, I updated that critical.
You come inside. You hear voices walking towards you with the Taurus. You chameleon cloak it and jump. And latch on in time, ninja-like.
Yeah.
You see Su Wu walking by. He puts his hand on his sword and looks around.
Yeah.
But Allegra is next to him.
Yeah.
And they have a heated conversation, so I'm not going to role-play both sides.
Yeah.
Allegra wants to know how the hell they knew what was going on at the body bank. What the fuck's going on with that? They've heard rumors of their spies amongst there. What are we going to do now? We're going to have to accelerate the plan. The debate is just, it's just a showdown now. Like, it's not an ambush. Su Wu says that, like, he's not sure what they should do. He's looking to the guidance. Allegra says that, they have to go all out. The only way for the real Nine Lives to survive is to go hardline. They need to do what Su Wu's plan was for Starwell to the Nine Lines servers. It's the only way. As long as they don't log in, they should be fine. You can roll cog times 3.
All right. I have criminal groups.
Criminal groups who work.
Yeah, 15.
All right. You know from what Drew found out is that Su Wu's orders were to go as hardline stance as possible on the ways to use Awe.
Yeah.
What's the worst possible way you could think to use Awe?
Deploying it in a mesh.
Deploying it in a mesh on Starwell.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the AI habitat, yeah.
What they want to do now
is
just to get it on the TACnet of Legba.
Yeah.
Tell all their men to shut it down. Then they start the firefight while Awe is skull-raping everyone else in the Rada and the Petra.
Ah. Okay.
So you realize that the timeline for going to go in awe has just gone up.
Yeah.
As they want to upload it in the worst possible way. This would also be a total failure scenario for Firewall, as Legba has massive far-casting facilities, yeah. and awe would go through them like butter. Yeah. It would be universe-wide if this happened. And these idiots wouldn't really care.
Yeah.
So that's bad. Yeah. You have the skull. One last infiltration check. Will you drop it in the table and ditch out before the Getty and Alain?
Yeah, 15. I make it.
All right, they're going to roll again.
God damn it.
What'd you get?
15.
They made 15. That's a 46. So, yeah, that one's successful. And Allegra is not. Do you have any Moxie?
No, I spent the last one.
I got one.
Can I borrow Moxie from?
No. What I will say is that you drop it, and while the skull is there,
yeah.
You are seen
yeah.
opening the airlock.
Okay.
Su-Wu is a jackass yeah. and doesn't carry a gun.
Yeah.
So you can ditch, but he's coming at you. They know someone's in there.
Okay.
Now, here's the thing. They know someone's in there doing what? Yeah. If you try and kill him,
yeah.
you were there to assassinate him.
Yeah.
If you just run away, you were there to steal something or leave something.
Yeah.
So you can make that tradecraft decision as you want. Back to David. David, what are you doing with all?
I think, yeah, killing him and then obfuscating it.
So. Downloading it and then destroying. Basically, I'm going to have it on this little micro-portable server.
So you're not going to talk to it, you're just going to download it?
I'm just going to download it.
All right.
I don't know how long it's going to take.
Nazon wants you to do this. So you
Executive
do it.
Nazon.
All right. So it start downloading, and you order it to delete itself from the server as it goes. So it's working. It's a massive amount of data. You realize that this is a gamma fork of something. This is the piece of a piece of a piece of a piece they use to poison itself with. The actual code for the AGI that it's meant to be applied to has got to be just devastating, like Titan levels technology. So it's working. You guys get a message from Esteban that shit is about to get even worse. If they can get to the mesh, that would be really bad. So you probably need to, say, set up an ambush or something at the location.
Yeah.
So...
Esteban, Su-Wu's coming at you. Elegua is backing away.
Yeah.
Do you run or do you fight?
I will...
Cap his ass.
Yeah, fine. I'll
yeah, cap his ass. If you fight, it's assassination. If yeah. you run, you stole something.
Yeah. Full auto. Call shot to his head. So.
Okay.
For damage, so... yeah, I have a ridiculously high percentage for that, actually. If he doesn't dodge it.
Oh, we gotta roll.
Because he's charging me with a sword.
And also, it's the denial plausibility for the theft. So if they think that it was just an assassination, they won't think
he's also totally jacked.
I'm saying, why target him instead of her? Because
he's the image.
But she'd be the target of the assassination. Oh, I guess she...
I just want...
She's running. Yeah. Okay. She's running. Aleg was not dumb. Like, okay. She didn't get this far by being... courageous. Right. So we're rolling initiative.
Okay.
This is actual combat.
Fuck. 11.
Okay. He's going to go first.
I have speed 3, so.
Alright. Yeah, him beat slightly. So he's going to charge, so that's his first roll, free running. He does that.
So I already rolled to attack. I thought I got a free shot, but 43.
Okay, 43.
Full auto to his head.
Full auto to his head. All right, he will roll free at half. And half of 75 is.
Oh, he can't
dodge it. Doesn't hit that. So he doesn't dodge it. So yeah. Roll for damage.
That would be 5d10.
Damn.
Let's see here. Yeah,
it's fair. He would have done terrible things with that sword.
Yeah.
Had he gotten close.
And this is armor defeating.
Oh, you called your shot?
Yeah. Yeah, it said called shot to that.
Yeah, this can pretty much do it.
Yeah. Let's see here. Oh, here we go. 18. Let's see here. 22 plus 5, 27 plus 7. 34 plus 9, 43.
43? That's all of the wounds, a lot. He's got that's two nice. Left.
He's down on the ground.
Well, he's got to make his check.
Yeah, he has two sometimes three rolls.
Yeah.
He's probably jacked up enough that he doesn't feel pain.
He crits it at 55. Shit. Sorry. He makes his check. So at this point, he's going to attack. He will have a minus.
Wait, he has to, for knockout and, for unconscious and knockdown.
Oh, yeah, knockdown as well. I gotta do knockdown as well. He doesn't make knockdown. So he doesn't pass out, which is kind of remarkable, as his face is now primarily bullets.
Yeah.
But he is flying backwards and landing something. So you could easily escape now, or you could try and just go forward with the plan and assassinator.
Yeah, we're going to put two more rounds. I'm going to put another burst into him.
Okay.
And then I'm going to leave.
Yeah, he's not going to make for it because he's not.
Yeah. Yeah, 40. This is a three-round burst, sorry. So. Call shot, though.
Okay.
Let's see here. Is that? That's 1, 10, 10, 12, 12 plus 9, 21.
All right. Yeah, no, he's paced. Yeah. Like,
all right.
Some of his blood gets on Nazan as he sits there and ambles and stares off into space. So you ditch. So that happens. Timoti comes on the mesh to you. He's like, oh, God, it's really bad. The Geti are freaking out. They're running. They've taken over Psychopomp. I can try and not sleeve the egos in there, but it's going to be bad for my cover. But they've taken it by force. They're trying to sleeve the egos. The Rada don't give a shit. They're trying to hold up at the fetish market. They think the debate's still going down, but like they're moving now. Like, what do I do? Do I blow cover and go with you guys, or do you guys want to come and try and take care of this?
Well, first off, stay off the attack net. They're going to poison it. They're going to fuck it up with awe, I think.
Yeah, because we're on there. So, yeah,
we're going to take care of awe. That's your call if you want to stay on cover or not. I'm not. I just killed the leader of the Geti. So we think the Lum Cum Dung's probably going to win. So if you want to stay on cover, that's on you. But. Stay alive. We're
all right, so you're basically saying, like, he can try and blow cover and go with you, and there's not going to be awe-infected psychos running through the halls during your escape.
Yeah.
If he doesn't blow cover, it's going to be, like, zombie apocalypse meets the last scene in Reservoir Dogs. So how do you want to play it? Like,
I don't think I want to go for the gauntlet.
Or you can try and split your forces. Some people stay with awe and try and defend people trying to get it.
Yeah.
Some people go and try and stop them from sleeving the nut jobs.
Timoti
stays in cover.
Actually, the split sounds the better option right now because that's still...
Not like Aleg was going to take nothing to go get awe. She knows that things have gone horribly wrong.
But ultimately, then this
we need everybody to get awe.
Right? Yeah, but, well, I think having it would be better just
fucking blow your cover. Let's get the fuck out of here. You've done your job, so.
No, well.
Yeah.
I think the split still works. Worst case scenario, I blow my stack and I blow this.
Okay.
If I put a gun through this portable server.
You actually cannot talk. I mean, you can talk out of character. But, like, your character
okay,
is
so then, yes.
They're
so
not going to let
communication,
wireless
so.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
so,
well,
like, no, you can talk out of character. I'm allowing table talk. But, like, TACnet in character-wise, you have ceased to exist before.
Okay, well, this is the last run, so do we have them? That's, like, vote for the existing members on TACnet. Have it and keep us his cover, or and keep him as a firewall agent here, or blow his cover and just get the hell out.
We can always get another cover.
Blow cover and get the hell out.
Yeah,
the side that will hopefully win is the side that's more corporate. And that's not great, but at least they're no longer raping people's minds.
Yeah, they're going to be way more effective and hard to catch.
But
that's why it's better to have somebody.
No, but they're still going to be weakened after the shakedown.
Yeah,
they're going to be dramatically weakened.
No, it's a moral quandary.
Which,
I'm not saying there's a right choice.
Yeah, which,
no, we have to deal with the existential threat. We have to do everything.
All right, Timoti's going to blow his cover, uses backdoors to make the awe egos go bye bye. So they can just sleep regular folks, and those that doesn't really do much except more fighters.
Yeah. So let's call in the cavalry.
At this point, once he does that, he is going to be hard evacing towards zombie, and he may or may not make it because they're going to realize that it was one of the psychopomp workers.
Yeah.
So it's a matter of, like, will he get out alive or not?
Well, I don't understand why he has to blow his cover to do that. He could just say, he could just message Lan Kam Dong, I fucked up these guys for you, come protect me. Like, why can't he do that?
She doesn't care.
Oh, she doesn't care about someone who just took out a bunch of enemies.
He already took her out. Like, she's not a nice person. Like, thank you. Like, she's gonna save it for fortifying and making sure Nazon and Aleg will go down.
Okay.
Like, same thing you guys are doing.
Okay.
You're putting it all in awe because that's your priority.
Okay.
Some asshole who wants to help, not her priority.
Okay.
Kill the boss man. Like,
okay.
He might get out, he might not. It's going to be a roll.
Okay, so...
Is there a way we can help influence that?
You go near him and help him get out? Like, that's something... It would be a lot easier than stopping them from sleeping in Psychopomp.
Yeah.
Because you could do it on the move or on the way if you split off after stopping whoever goes after Awe. So, all right. You're going down there. You're all going to Awe.
Yeah.
Timoti's working on that. As it takes a while to sleep anybody, and he's just fucking with the process as much as he can.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they still think he's on his side. So, you're down there. The door is not open, and it will not open until Allegra gets there.
Yeah.
You have all on the portable server. It dings. So you're waiting. And everyone give me a will times three, because it's really tense.
43, make it.
41.
Hot 7.
We're good.
All right, you're just kind of tooled up. Do you want to do squad tactics for an ambush?
Yep. Yeah, 4. Make it.
Best place to hide is underneath the dwarf tank.
Makes sense. Mm-hmm. All right, we
can. Well.
Good cover. Everybody, yeah, get your interlocking fields of fire.
All right,
let's do it.
Hey, I guess the three of us are all together again, aren't we?
Yep.
I guess that means we can share Moxie again, doesn't it?
I hope so.
All right. So, Allegra does not charge down, but there is a squad of nine Lies enforcers that are very well armed that begin moving through the area.
Yeah.
They are armed with plasma burst grenades and SMGs. No, plasma burst grenades and automatic rail rifles. They appear to be the elite of Su Wu's squad. There are 4 of them. You see Allegra coming in. She has, she is carrying what appears to be Nazon's hand, because she didn't have a lot of time.
You should take murder before this ambush happens. In fact, does anybody want, you can't.
Actually, murder. I still have the murder they gave right now.
Yeah, you can take some murder.
Okay, so.
All right, yeah, you're jacked up. This is going to be fun.
Plus 1 speed and plus 10 hit points.
So 2.
Yeah.
Okay.
They are looking for you, but you made your check. They got a 17 for perception. So who wants to roll infiltration against that?
Anybody have I have an 85 in it, but I don't have any moxie.
Infiltration?
I'll give you a moxie, and you can take the infiltration.
Well, let's see if I need it.
Okay.
Yeah, I will need that.
Okay,
so.
Take it.
What'd they get?
17.
Alright. I'll take a reroll.
That's my last.
Nope. I failed again.
God damn.
Take it.
Alright. 82 out of 85. Make it.
Okay.
Third time.
Free round. You can target, or you can wait till the door is open.
Yeah, plus 10 SOM, plus 10 1 speed, plus 10 durability, and you can score 1 wound. Okay. So.
Alright, so, do you wait for her to open the door?
And incidentally, I am waiting inside pistol drawn.
Yeah, we wait for...
If you wait for her to open the door, I'm going to limit your targets. Like, there will be a number you can see from underneath the tank.
Okay.
If you don't wait, you can just shoot whoever you want.
We probably should just take them now, so...
Well, we could damage the...
If you wait till you open the door, David's in on it.
Yeah, let's wait until David's in on it. Yeah, we'll wait for David
to... You had some mines.
Yeah.
All right, so you can't go behind you. Allegra was going to be at the door opening it with the skull and Nazon's hand.
Yeah.
She's already shut down the bots because you didn't change her password. You just got her password.
Yeah.
And at that point, you can target mercenary guys.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is awfully cinematic. The door pops open. Yeah. David, you see Elangua there. All right, everybody gets a free attack on their one person.
All right, I'll take a mercenary. Armor defeating shot to the head. You know, okay. Full auto.
Same here.
Yeah. So that is
yeah. 24 out of 60.
26 out of 60, and same thing. Just I meant
full auto to the head.
Yeah, they're not fraying. So just roll damage.
If you roll above a 30 or above, you get plus 5 to damage. So it's an excellent success.
Miss.
You missed? You're not reading my
system? He gave it to you.
Got some.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, saving it for... Hmm?
For HX, yeah.
Getting the fuck out of Dodge.
Yeah.
Well, let's see here. So, I rolled a 36 out of my 60. Full auto with a heavy pistol called shot to the head. What does that
mean? Full auto just adds 3d10 damage.
Okay.
So it's 3d10 plus 8.
So it's 4d10 plus 8.
Is that the same?
Or no, sorry.
5d10
plus 8. Oh, is that the same for the kinetic? Yeah. So
5d10 plus 8 if you rolled above a 30.
Yeah.
So.
All right, tell me what the damage is.
What'd you get?
So that was the full auto because I had the same.
Yeah.
This one, and that was 26.
Okay.
So.
Yeah.
All right, so what's your AP?
Mine? 2.
All right, so they've...
2-4, so... Oh, it's 4 for kinetic.
Armor piercing.
Oh, armor piercing.
Eight. What are you using?
Look at your weapon. Kinetic.
So, sorry, it's not on there. I'll...
Yeah, it is. It's negative 5.
Negative 5, sorry.
All right, so they have 12 armor. So how much damage did you do?
That was 26.
So 26 10. Minus 7, 19.
19
damage. All right, that hurt.
I'll be hitting the same guy.
Let me look at his durability real quick. You're going to hit the same guy?
Yeah.
Okay. I want
to drop people. 34, no armor defeating.
All right, he's dead.
Elangua took 37 to the head.
37 to the head. So Elangua
and I do have AP of negative 10.
Elangua is going to do knockback. She doesn't have to do that. She fails that, so Elangua goes flying.
Weird.
With a look of shock on her skull-like face, if that's even possible. What remains of her face. What did you get, Drew? You missed?
58 missed.
58, all right. So there are three mercenaries up. Elangua's down because she has more than 3 wounds, so the synthmorph is no longer really operational, even though she's not dead. She can't. Mainly, she doesn't have eyes. It makes moving around
difficult. Now we roll initiative.
Now we all roll initiative. There are 3 mercenaries up. Thankfully, she is not still up, or she could get the bots back online.
Yeah.
Well, actually, she still can, because she has InfoSec on.
Yeah, we probably need to kill her.
So, she will roll initiative, too. So, she's not going to be moving around to do it. So, she has a 15. He has a 9.
So we roll 1d10 plus this?
Plus initiate, yes. No. Well, that's the old version. You 1d10 plus 7.
Okay.
It's, yeah. That's, you're using the character. For some reason, the character sheet didn't update.
All right, who got what?
I got a 15.
17.
13.
14.
All right.
It can move.
What was it again? I'm sorry. I lost
15.
It. 15. All right, Ross.
17.
He's going to go...
13.
Eric.
14. Sorry.
All right. What do you do, David?
Well, since that first round at a leg will work so well, let's finish the job.
Okay.
If you use another full auto, then you'll be out of bullets.
You'll be out of bullets, but she will definitely be dead.
If you hit.
And she has knocked down, so she doesn't get fray.
Yeah, going full auto. I can take a round to reload.
Fair.
Especially because if she's down, so's the tank. So, yeah. Nobody's got a moxie left, do they? Because odd is failure.
No, it's success. It's a critical hit.
That's a critical hit.
In that case...
David bisects the synthmorph with bullets. It is just pieces on the ground. I will say with a critical success, you see her cortical stack pop out.
Yay!
Yoink. Well, that would be getting to it, as it is a ranged weapon. But you could just destroy it, or you could...
Give it to Firewall.
Give it to Firewall. That would be,
wait till the other mercenaries are
done. If you are the man who shot Liberty Valance, you can also trade that in for G-Rep, basically. If you killed Jesse James, you get rep for that.
Yeah.
Not with nine lives, but. All right. So, Ross, you're up.
I will.
You did full auto. You'll be out of ammo too if you go full auto.
Right? Yeah. Well, I got speed 3. I can afford to reload. Okay. I'm full auto on another guy. Called shot to his head.
Okay.
Armor deleting. 10.
All right. He does get fray.
Yeah, he'll probably make that. Fails.
Nope, failed. Doesn't get 25.
Wow.
These are mooks. Like, it's not Su Wu. You got really lucky with Su Wu.
I'm glad I...
Fighting him in the pit would have sucked.
Yeah. Cyber Claws would not have been good against this sword. So, let's see here. 11 plus 5, 16, 16 plus 9... 25, 25 plus 4 is 29. 29, no,
Full roll, not pass out. He does not pass out.
Knockdown.
And you will roll knockdown, which is plus...
Sometimes 3.
Sometimes 3 again. He's not fast out.
Yeah. Bleh. Bleh.
All right, Aaron, you're up. So, who are you shooting?
Targeting the one that he was just shooting.
Okay, so. We're focused on, right?
Yep, so...
Better have fewer targets.
Steal these kobolds' gold after you're done.
So 50 out of 60.
Hit. 50 out of 60. Let's see if he frays. He does not.
So, all right, 2d plus 4.
You are mowing through him.
4. Shit. So that went on there. So 4, 5, 6, 7. 7. So that did nothing.
7. Do you have any AP?
What, did you fire a 3-round burst or a full auto?
Oh, that was the full auto. Sorry.
That's plus 3d10 damage.
Oh, plus 3d10. Okay, sorry. I'll get that on there.
And you need to reload.
Okay.
As does Ross.
I have no problem.
Well, unless you're using what? You're using a pistol?
Well, the medium rail pistol.
Yeah.
He needs to reload.
Okay, yeah.
Pistols have little ammo.
Sorry, let's take that. So, 4, 13,
since 17. Extended magazine?
19.
19?
19.
Pistol clip, actually. I have the same thing.
That puts him down?
Extended magazine gives you 50% more ammo.
Yeah. It'll let actually, you can do 1 3-round burst. That's a, like pistol, like...
Yeah, because they're not big.
Yeah.
You don't have a drum clip at the end of your clock. So that was Aaron.
Full auto is like a 10-round burst, so...
Full auto.
It's kind of funny. The tank's just kind of like, everything's cool. As are the Rotobots.
I'm on my break. Union rules. You could use it for accuracy next time.
Yeah,
but you have to decide beforehand.
This is true.
Tonight, the role of Fayen will be played by Drew. was that full auto?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you're out of ammo too.
It's an SMG.
Oh, okay.
And then you got one more.
You
left.
Got one more left. Other guy's gonna shoot. Obviously.
Did you drop the second guy?
David, because you weren't hiding underneath anything, so and you were just behind a door. you did shoot left. His boss.
You're out.
It makes
sense. Oh, no. How many is there?
There's two bad guys.
He is gonna full auto you to hit. Oh, shit. He misses.
But then, oh, yeah, 93.
Yeah,
Oh, God!
The other one is going to shoot Ross, because you're pretty good at killing people, too.
Yeah.
If full auto to hit, he does make it.
Does the tank give any cover?
No, I didn't use it for the cover bonus.
Yeah, you got to take a penalty.
Well, I fray, but I don't beat his margin of success.
Yeah, well, he used it to hit, so yeah. He does not get
it's fine. The I've, bonus.
So 2d10 plus 8.
I have 20.
AP minus 9.
AP minus 9, I have 12 kinetic left after that.
Alright, you take 3 damage.
3 damage?
Yeah.
Ow.
Speed 2.
That would be David. Well, did you take. Do you have. What's your speed? Let me see your character sheet. Where's your front page? On the book. Speed. Where's speed? There's
I got mental speed.
Okay.
Nope.
Nope.
And this I got some murder, so.
Yeah.
You so do, but Ross is up next.
Yeah, I'm up next.
I'm going to use that to reload.
I have Neurochem and speed. So yeah.
You have to reload.
Yeah, I'm reloading.
You're going to reload.
I flip them off too.
Drew, you can actually shoot if you have speed. You don't have speed. They shoot again. Plus 30 to hit Ross, just because David went to the bathroom. He hits.
So bathroom's 82 on
again.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I can't fright.
Okay. So 2d10 plus 8. So that's going to be 16.
I still have 12 armor.
Plus 8.
If it's the same gun, if it's the same thing.
So 4 plus 8. So 12 damage.
12 damage minus 12 armor? Or is that
no,
after?
12 damage after that.
Oh, shit. So I have about 35. I can ignore 2 wounds. So
I guess the other one's going to shoot Aaron, because David peed, which is good defense.
Oh, yeah.
That's the weirdest
hell. AFK, guys!
I don't know. What do you want me to do? We can't roll prey.
I can roll prey.
Okay, I'll shoot David at 17.
Well, no, he can shoot. You said you're in
shooting. Yeah, right, Aaron needs some luck.
All right. He's shooting you.
And can I attempt to fray?
Yes. Yeah, he's got 17. You fray half.
Fray the fuck.
I mean, they're bullets. They're, like, really fast.
If it wasn't at half, 23, no. So
you're hit.
Yeah.
16 plus...
See, you have plus 10 hit
points. 8.
You had plus 10 hit points.
So that's 24. What's your armor?
He's using plasma, right?
No, kinetic.
Kinetic?
Rail rifle.
Oh, rail. So I have 4 on that, so... So it's gonna hurt.
Yeah, so your armor's gone, so you take 24 damage. Roll to not pass out.
And was that
sometimes 3.
Sometimes 3.
Okay. With a minus 10 penalty, unless you have med machines.
Yes, I do have med machines.
So you can ignore 2 wounds thanks to the murder. So you shoot. What's your wound threshold?
Wound threshold WT. Is 7. So.
7. So, no, you take 3 wounds. You
minus 20.
No, minus 10. He can ignore 2 wounds.
He can ignore 2.
He has murder and medicine.
So, and that was sometimes 2.
3.
Sometimes 3. So I made it 25.
Minus 10.
Minus 20, 25 made it. So.
All right, roll again to make sure you don't go flying against the wall like a Hong Kong movie.
So, no, I fly across the room. So
microgravity's fun. Aaron goes peeling back at just the stream of bullets.
There's a reason why he has a
phobia. Oh, and I failed my will check on that, since that's microgravity phobia.
Yeah, oh, yeah. It's terrible. You are spiraling out of control. It's like gravity. You're making those standard bullet grunting sounds.
Jesus,
it's
like
if only you'd save that point of moxie.
Yeah, if only you'd save that point of moxie. Anybody SP 3?
Yes.
All right. You're up. You're reloaded.
Full auto.
Damage or to hit?
Damage.
Okay.
Called shot. 38.
All right. Play. He doesn't make it.
All the bullets. All of them. In his head. let's see here. 23 plus 7. 39.
He doesn't pass out. He doesn't fly back.
He's still alive after 39 armor defeating?
But he is... Well, he does pass out because he does beat his durability. He's not dead, but he's down.
Okay.
Yay!
So that guy's down. They don't speed 3. New round. David, you're up.
All right. I've got 3 bullets left, and they're going to go into the mercenary who looks the most dangerous.
There's only one left, so him. plus 10 to hit, or plus 1d10 damage. If you're doing burst. You can do a single shot, and you get 3 shots.
Or 2 shots.
I'll do...
Semi-auto.
Yeah.
Yeah. You get 2 rolls or...
You can get 2 shots this round, tap, or you can shoot them all for 1d10 to hit, or 1d10 damage.
1d10 damage.
All right, so are you calling a shot at all?
No.
Okay, so armor's going to apply.
Yeah.
Oh, and it is a hit.
All right, what is it?
It was
another number.
A 67 out of 70.
He can't fray that.
So it's 3d10 plus...
Since I was over 30...
So what's your AP?
Plus 5. So 3d10 plus 8. AP is minus 10.
Minus 10.
It's a rail heavy pistol.
He's got 7 damage.
Okay, so that's 10, 20,
22, 30. 30? All right. That's a bunch. Pass it out. Nope. Nope. Still up. All right, Ross, you're up. He's still around. Getting shot a bunch.
Yeah. I speed just to vary things up, I'll semi-auto him twice.
For my first all action. Right. Pew, pew.
Go down.
Shoot at these.
First one misses. 98. Second one hits.
He doesn't fright.
So this is minus 12 armor. It's just a standard shot.
Minus
so.
12, that leaves him with 5 armor.
All right, so 4 plus 9, 13 damage.
He's dead. I roll down, but I don't think you're going to apply first aid. No. all right.
I run!
All right. You're all bleeding terribly.
I didn't even
not
get shot.
Not true.
What? Yeah.
I didn't get hit.
Oh, most of you are bleeding terribly.
Reload.
That's why you're carrying the server. at this point, it's microgravity. Timoti comes coming in over the wall. Is like, stop. It's going down. They caught me. I'm pinned behind the butt. You just hear blow. It's like, we're evac. And Chi comes coming on too. Yeah. It's like, there's all these people flooding on the zombie. And it's just getting really bad. And I think we need to go. Yeah. And you're starting to hear screams. So everyone make will checks because it's getting like really terrible.
It's like we had a part in this. Man. Like we have some sort of responsibility. 5, yeah.
18 made it.
Actually, Moxie, I shouldn't have to make 89. It. I'm hardened.
All right. You keep it's your fine. Shit together.
It's fine.
So this is it. There are no awe-infected assholes running around the hall because you got Timoti to do it. But Timoti is under serious fire and trying to get towards Zombie from Psychopomp. It's relatively close, but he could really use some covering fire as it is just him, and he is fighting the Geti who are holed up there. The Rada are in the fetish market and moving around the base, trying to catch things. But you know the first thing they're going for is awe. And you know that when they see the pile of corpses you left behind, they're going to suspect you, as you are the only players unaccounted for. It's free fall checks. Where are you going? Are you going directly to Zombie? Are you going to help Timoti? Or what are you doing?
If we don't help Timoti with his cover blown, we lose info.
First operational thing, security. I get it, get the fucking sack, put it on the server, or like tape it to the server. So like
you get a Lego sack.
Yeah, Lego sack. All right. So second
slash
thing is
on stack.
Two of us go and get the server to the docks ready for up, and then two of us go to help Timoti.
Let's take one round.
Yeah.
Throw all the bodies, the server, and close the fucking door.
I'd rather they won't see the bodies.
They'll see all the blood, but they won't know what happened exactly. They won't know who won. All
right, you can try and do that. Okay. That takes a round.
Okay, we'll do that.
And then let's do the other.
Then round. David. And
that's going to give you a penalty on your free fall check to get caught. Alright.
Then David and me will go, since I'm the best shot, we'll go to get the server to the dock for takeoff, and then you two can go and get Timoti.
Okay.
Alright, and you also have to call the ultimates.
Yeah, no, I call them right now. Yeah.
Yeah. Alright,
so. So they're gonna be there by the time you get there. That's
yeah,
the key.
Yeah.
Alright. Alright, you call the ultimates, you're up. Every make free fall check. David, you are at a minus 30. Minus 10 for taking the round. Minus 20 for having a huge-ass server strapped to your back.
I'm helping.
You can help. That I will let you assist. That's fine.
Yeah.
15 minute.
All right, 15. So you want to make yours a minus 20?
Okay, I make that with a minus 20.
All right, so you both have a minus 20. So that helped his. You make yours?
Yes.
All right. And you make yours?
Yeah.
What do my micro the best deal I got. At?
All right, you plus both 30. Go whipping okay. through. You make it there in time. You see that through the just maze as you're in the beehive section of the asteroid that there are fire and screams and whips going on in your peripherals. You get to Timoti. He is he's actually using a body tube as a shield. And backing up and firing at people as they are peppering him with bullets. He has got a very tiny, concealable laser pulsar, as he is a concealable firewall asset, or was. He could really use some covering fire. You can, if you make some sort of navigation skill check and a free fall check.
Navigation?
Navigation. I mean, we've been in the station long enough. We're like a day and a half.
All right. I'll just say a free fall check then.
61.
All right. You make it. You can go around. So you can flank the Gettys and get a shot off that way. They're going to look at you now.
Just going for distraction.
All right. Okay. And so I'll just do you go with them or are you staying with Timoti?
I'm staying with Timoti because I'll just I can't burn through the entire crap, and I'm going to try to keep him.
All right, so I will let you guys do covering fire.
Okay.
When we get to that, but let's see what they're doing first. Yeah. So what were your rolls?
38, I made it.
16 out of 30.
All right, you arrive. You arrive really quickly, and Ross had just signaled him. So congrats, you get this for an arrival.
Yeah.
You both get a ping.
Yeah.
Ultimate's calling.
Yeah.
And 5, 4, 3.
All right. What do you do? Yeah, we tell the scientist to brace.
Actually, grab a hold of the scientist. Just
I grab onto the server, strap down as hard as I possibly can.
You know? Okay. I will give you +10s because you prepare in time.
Yeah.
And you see a bunch of Nine Lives going to come in, and he's like, "Hey, why are you in there?" they go shooting through. You see one get his head chopped off by a piece of debris now flying towards the drawer. As it all goes flying outward in a massive spray, you're hearing hard clinks as what appears to be just massive shard pistols equipped to the gun are blowing debris out of the way. And then as it's going out, you see Nine Lives guys flying towards the door. You hear a dunk. You go slack again, but you're now feeling heat. So both of you give me fray checks as the Ultimates have fired into this 400-meter tube as hard as they can.
I actually make it.
And now they are slowing down, which means that they're firing their reverse thrusters as hard as possible in your direction.
I have fireproofing.
Well, there's fireproofing and then there's
plasma.
Plasma. Like, so you have your fray?
Yeah, I actually made it. I got a 5. Like, holy shit.
Okay.
All right, you both leap out of the way. You get Chi out of the way as the wall above you just turns into slag, along with any of the Nine Lives members keen enough to grab on who just melt as the ship goes, eventually actually slamming into the opposite wall, but not enough to break the hull.
Yeah.
So that's what you guys are doing. Ambush.
Covering fire.
You can do covering fire.
Atomics.
So you have a -10 if you're in cover.
No, I miss. So.
Well, no, use it full auto +30 to hit.
Yeah, okay, full auto +30 to hit.
Yeah, so then I make that then. So.
All right. What are you doing?
Just trying to keep him distracted while the firewall agent is getting, you know.
All right. Watch. Aaron, you hit somebody. You don't have to roll damage because it is a wad of somebody's. If you don't, they don't get fray against you, so you can just shoot.
27.
All right. Are you using 3d10 for damage? All right. So with that much damage and from a direction where they cannot fray at, while they are protecting against Timoti and you, they just start getting hosed from another direction and turn at the pace.
Hi, so, Ultimate.
With that, you can get Timoti out because he's been
running
injured.
Him
all right.
Off, so.
Aaron can move at a leisurely pace as the Getty have been stopped, but the Rada are moving in. Drew, on the other hand, who went deeper into the station to flank, you've got the issue. You've got to free fall out without encountering the Rada and the Petro trying to kill the guys you just killed, who now know that you are a traitor, also without being killed by the guys who you didn't quite kill, who want you to die. You are quite literally in the crossfire.
Chameleon cloak?
That would take you.
That's infiltration. That'd be moving slowly. Not a good idea.
Okay.
You need to get out as fast as possible.
Fucking book it, free fall.
Yeah, your free fall check.
39. I'm going to Moxie at 93.
Is that success?
Yeah.
What is your free fall score?
98.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's bananas. All right.
That's Tom.
The life path system is kind
of
weird.
Yeah, the life path system is. It's epic. It's just a thing of beauty. Like, you. Walls melt where your foot just once touched. Handholds disintegrate as shards chase you, but you. Are a leaf on the wind. It's so the door pops open. You load him up. Timoti is, you know, leaving some intestines behind, but he has got Lucas dragging him. Yeah. They throw him inside. The Ultimates are covering with, like, gigantic plasma rifles on their backs from the door.
Door gun.
Vietnam skull, like, using cold jazz.
Has helicopter out of Saigon.
And then you just see just this vision of mist laser fire and exploding walls come soaring through the hallways and directly into the open hatch.
Following behind
he manages to close the door before the Ultimates even.
Yeah.
So you're all in the ship.
Go.
Yeah, you are not told to strap in. Yeah. You are just kind of roughly shoved as they fire at the G's. You're now suddenly kicking 3 G's from nothing. Your nose is start bleeding. Your eyes hurt. Some
sucks
of you
to me,
throw
guys.
Up. And you power out. The air jock blows again. Emergency decompression. They used fire protocols to do it. They go out. They shut it behind you. And you are out of Leadville.
Yay!
So there it is. So, debrief, exposition, let's see what you guys did, because I had to stat out all the reps. So, everyone gets one I rep for participating, and one res point for participating.
Yay.
Character contributed to success in a significant way. Any nominations?
Ross.
David.
Okay.
And David, so yeah. Two of they.
Ross and David. Character achieved a motivational goal. We just did life paths, so you know motivations. Player engaged in good role-playing. Any nominations?
Aaron, for being in character despite everything, because of everything.
Alright.
That's the best space fascist mercenary impersonator ever. I would like the dissociative and identity disorder for Tom/Drew. That was a tortured...
Alright, and we'll give it to it, but only the fourth person who plays that character gets the rest point.
Damn it.
There's more in there.
Yeah.
So would that be Tom when he picks it up and he comes back?
No, he's still the first one. Player significantly contributed to the drama, humor, or fun.
That would be
through role
Aaron.
Play. Aaron, all right, Aaron gets that. Yeah. All right, characters exposed as firewall agents. No, so you don't get -3 I rep and you don't get -3 G rep. That's good. Amaru Timoti's cover blown. -1 I rep because he did blow his cover.
Yeah.
Rescued Rokuzawa Chi and Forking Research. You get +1 at rep and +2 I rep. That's useful for them.
No.
Character personally killed, Roland Nazan.
Yeah.
You get +2 F rep. You get +5 G rep. You now have the enemy trait, 9 lives. They will try and kill you wherever they see you. Even though it has been taken over, that is considered a disrespect for the organization and it cannot be said to pass.
Nobody witnessed me killing her.
Okay, do you want the rep?
Yeah.
There you go, then you have it. You don't tell everyone fair, you killed Roland Nazan.
To be fair, she knows you killed her.
She does.
And that's, you guys
there is no
stack.
There is literally no chance that is the only copy of her.
Yeah.
All secured and retrieved for study, +3 I rep. You did not destroy it. You didn't release it. That'd be -5 I rep. Mm, sure. New cover identity established with the organized 9 lives. You don't get that because Timoti cover is blown. And slaves rescued and your 9 lives operations catastrophically disrupted. I will give you +1 rep in all fields and a res point because you are technically responsible in your ultimate identities, at least, that you can spend. You are the guys that caused 9 lives to go off the grid for a little while in that weird flub.
Yeah.
So do we get a bird for that?
You get a res point. No, people just appreciate it because they're dicks. So that was the devotees. What did you guys think?
I liked it. I liked the...
All the connections back to... since it was the prequel to...
I'm glad you guys like that. But like, does it work as a standalone?
I think it does, especially because of the layers upon layers upon layers. Because of all of the because of the timed events, I think that it works together really well. If we as a group were able to accomplish one goal, it led to, on the second day, being able to go to one of the meetings. And every meeting that we went to just stacked onto that final climactic moment.
Yeah, I mean, the key is like, can you keep flubbing with stuff long enough to not get detected before the meeting?
Yeah.
Or, like, every time you get detected, it accelerates the timetable.
Yeah.
But you guys did pretty well. Some good ops. I wanted to make, like, Knights Black Agents level of OPSEC required.
Yeah.
It worked. It worked.
You can't just be, like, kill it with fire.
yeah.
Though you did eventually kill some things with fire.
Yeah.
Any other comments?
Yeah, the Yojimbo aspect I really like. It's the... That's... The main thing is... I mentioned this before, is like having a briefing from Timoti, like a beta fork of Timoti at the beginning to like explain what the factions are and what their agendas are.
Okay.
So if we understood that from the beginning, that like these are the crazies, these are the businessmen, these are the mainstream. All
right, so like the little cheat sheet I gave you for this one.
Yeah, yeah. Like just have Timoti explain and have Timoti provide more hints.
So basically the same thing. You know,
last yeah, time. Yeah. Right. That was the main thing, because that's, especially with all the like... there's a lot of names being thrown around and that kind of thing. So mm-hmm. it's very, yeah. So it's hard to keep track of it sometimes. Yeah, I mean, you could easily extend this into a mini campaign with more encounters, and because the station's so well developed, but you know, that's, you know,
probably not going to happen.
Yeah, exactly. We're
probably going to have to cut all the parts.
Yeah.
but
definitely a briefing from Timoti's fork.
I'm sad you guys didn't talk to Awe. I even wrote like a little message box, like what Awe says.
Well, we were just scared of Awe. Like,
I know.
I figured that if I had spoken with Awe.
Oh, yeah. Was it a whole conversation tree?
No, it wasn't a conversation tree. It was just like a snippet of, it's like a sample of its conversation to like read.
Well, you'll just have to buy the scenario.
Yes, you will.
Buy
nothing like this.
Yes. All right. We'll see you guys next time.
Bye. Cool. See you.